Tonight, comedian Michael Polacek rides sidecar, while Patty welcomes to the studio the Way Down Wanderers for New Music Monday and goes over everything from Olympics to the company you keep. All that and more right now on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez.
Man, it is Monday, and I don't usually like Mondays, but what a spectacular weekend we had. I'm trying to be in a good mood, LF1, because you know I just woke up. I took a nap. I took a power nap. I don't usually do it that close to the show, but I'm in a good mood because I just saw some good friends of the show who are coming on at 11:30, Pat and Joe Kieran, who are going to talk about No Complaints Day coming up on Friday. And I'm not going to start today, but I think I can warm up all week to not complaining for 24 hours on Friday. And you know what helps me is having comedian Michael Palasak here.
Oh, thank you.
You make me cheerful.
Oh, thanks.
Well, you're wearing a cape, so yeah, that helps. And socks with capes.
They were gifts. I wear gifts.
And I like that you cross cosplayed.
I know.
I think is what they.
I think I would have felt cooler if I just picked one, but I just felt like this might be my last chance
to wear Superman and Robin.
Yeah.
Gear. Why is it your last chance of the
year?
Well,
like I don't know if I'm gonna go. I don't know if I'll get out. You know, we work weekends, and then like when the fall comes, they're only open on weekends. So
it is fun that people wear capes at Great America.
It is fun. Everybody like. There were a lot of people wearing capes.
And now they sell Wonder Woman's tiaras at Light Up.
Did you see that a little too? I didn't see any Wonder Woman tiaras.
I didn't know they closed at 9.
They just started this week closing at 9. And then I think either this week or next week's the last week where it's during the week.
It makes sense because, well, colleges are going back, so they lose a lot of their work crew.
Yeah, that's probably what it is.
Right? And then schools start going back, so people are drawing down.
And they don't, if you're in line, they let you on. Like at 9, whatever, they shut it down.
Oh, that'd be cruel.
I went on the ride at like 9:30.
What'd you go? What was your last ride?
Superman. That's my cape. Did you got to close on a good one.
Elif, have you been to Great America?
Yeah, I love it.
Do you? What's your favorite ride?
It's got to be Raging Bull.
Oh. I've never been on Raging Bull.
You've never been on Raging Bull? It's very smooth.
That's why a lot of people love it.
It's very smooth.
Yeah.
Do you, what was the one that is where Superman is now? That it was blue and white. Was it a continent?
Shockwave.
Yeah, I think it was Shockwave. There was like a blind drop. It would just go, the track would go like this, and then it would turn. Oh, it was crazy.
We wait because the lines weren't that long to go first in a lot of rides, so we did that overall because we went a couple weeks ago too. And going first is crazy. Like, it's a different roller coaster when you get to go first.
The first ride that opens, you mean?
No, like the first car? The first car. Like,
oh,
you don't see a roller coaster in front of you, so it's like someone's just carrying you through the sky. Like,
you just
Superman.
Found that out today?
I forgot about it. There's always like busy when you go as a kid because it's weekends or whatever, and you don't wait in line for the first one.
What a wonderful mind you have that it was new all over again.
Yeah, it was.
The first car is the first car is cool because you are. It's like it's just you're going out into the sky into the great beyond.
Yeah,
to the yonder. But in the last car is always the whippiest.
That's a fact. I heard my friend's like a science person. He's like, that's the fastest one because
you're being whipped around.
Yeah.
Esmeralda, roller coasters, yay or nay?
Nay. Used to ride the first roller coaster I ever rode was Shockwave.
Okay, yeah, that's not a good place to start.
Yeah,
I
remember
if you work in traffic, you don't like to deal with a lot of crashes.
No, I mean, who does?
Yeah,
I remember getting my head knocked around a lot on Shockwave.
Oh, geez.
I agree, it was very whippy.
Shockwave. That was before me.
That
before
was
I'd ever
before
been there.
Your time.
Not before my time. That's just right. Before I'd been to Great America.
Here's before
I was deprived.
Here's before all your time. There was one called the Tidal Wave, and it shot out of the station. It's just one loop. Went up at an incline, like just went, and then it went backwards.
That sounds fun.
It was not.
No.
And then the worst is to have a crush on somebody. You get to ride with them, and they have to push past you getting off the ride to throw up. That ends that crush very quickly.
Yeah.
The memories of Great America. I think everyone's got some wonderful memories and some painful ones. I think there are.
Yeah. I mean, I always leave a little groggy, but I'm fine with it.
Groggy?
It's either the food or the rat walking or like the rides, but it's
standing
fun.
In line.
Yeah.
Did you go to the water park?
But the guy I was with didn't have a pass, so he would have to pay. And he.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
So.
All right.
But I think he upgraded, so I think next time. All right. If I go with him, we'll be able to go.
And you know,
or Sam can.
I want to see you running around that park in your cape and your.
It was very fun. I you know, you feel like a superhero, and That's, you know, it's good to feel like that sometimes.
It is. You should. You should feel like a superhero. Michael Palasek is one of my favorite comedians. He has performed on Letterman, The Tonight Show, The Late Late Show, everything. Conan, yes?
Conan, yeah.
Yeah, look at you. Yeah, Conan. Don't
well,
Conan.
I mean, most of the shows I've done are not on air anymore, but yeah. That's okay.
It had nothing to do with your appearances on those shows. He also had his own half-hour comedy special on Comedy Central and was one of the finalists. Was it top five? Comic Standing. Yeah. That's not easy to do.
No, thanks for mentioning, because finalists goes all to 10, but top five is like a whole nother round.
Yeah,
so I appreciate
no,
you mentioning that, because some people are just like, finalists. I'm like, no, you're...
Top five. Top five.
Like my college agent will be like, I'm like, no, you need to say top five, because there's other people saying finalists, and that's not...
Yeah, because 20 counts as finalist.
10. 10 for us counts as finalists. Okay. It changes every year.
According to Michael and the top five, only the top 10.
Yeah.
I agree. Yeah. And it's such a brutal... it changed over the years from the first season. Did you watch... Last Comic Standing?
That was the first season was on when I began comedy. Like I remember watching that show and like learning kind of like the process, because they that was when they went to like every city and had like a bunch of auditions, and you'd hear from these people who were horrible and who were good, and I just sort of followed it all the way through.
Yeah, it was interesting to watch. I watched more of the second and third season. It was hard for me 1 year to watch. Do you remember when they had like Kathleen Madigan, a couple of the former finalists judging, and they would just shred some of the comics that we hold near and dear in Chicago.
Yeah.
Including like Jimmy Pardo, Sonya White, Larry Reeb.
Yeah.
They just went after them. How long have you been doing this?
Yeah. Luckily, when the last couple seasons, it sort of shifted in who was running it, and they sort of got away from that part
Paige.
Of it.
Paige Hurwitz is one
of them. Paige was the one that really made it. We're not going to make fun of new people. We're going to bring in good people. Right. And they were still tough on some people, and they showed that on TV, but it was like...
Yes, my judging was, what did Whitney Cummings say? She said, it was Whitney Cummings and Andy Kindler, and it was, you got something, but it's not quite there.
No, that was Natasha.
Natasha Lajar, that's right. Yeah. They had bounced Whitney. Right?
Okay.
Not bounced, she got her series. She was picked up for Two Broke Girls. That's right.
Yeah.
She was supposed to be Whitney. It was Greg Giraldo who voted me in.
Yeah.
And then, I'm fine. I'm totally fine.
No, it is hard. I remember, because I'd auditioned before, and I'd never even gotten, well, the year before I kind of did it, but... Watching when your friends are on it, and it's like I'm rooting for them, but at the same time, like I had friends that told me that they didn't even watch me, and I could tell. I was like, well, because it's hard, because like it's something that you want to go through.
I also the pain, because I've been on the receiving end of it.
Yeah,
I never watched Jimmy Schubert's either, and I always had him on Rocky Laporte's, and I didn't watch you.
Yeah,
it's very painful.
My friends they were kind of doing it when I started, but Denise Ramsen and Brian Hicks and Fritz were all having their fantasy football draft on the finale, and I thought, like, Fritz texted me, he's like, oh, we won't watch you. I thought they got together because of it, but then he's like, no, we just turned it on and it was on. I was like, oh, thanks. I thought there was like a party, because like my backdrop was like the first club I ever played, which was the Barrel of Laughs, where we all started.
And really?
It was like the wood paneling from that show, and then no cigar smoke. So it was like kind of and I mentioned that, couldn't mention my name, but like the club and everything.
Right.
And I was like, oh, that's so cool that we were all together. But then I was like, nah, we were watching it by accident.
We just happened to tune in.
Yeah.
We just needed some background noise to like sort of drown out our stress over what our fantasy quarterback was going to be. We were hanging out with Michael Palasek. Let's talk about the Olympics when we come back. Are you watching the Olympics?
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Because you made a Michael Phelps joke today.
Yeah.
And you've always reminded me of Michael Phelps. More after this on 720 WGN. It's Pretty Late. You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. Comedian Michael Palasek, who is performing at the Skyline Comedy Club in Appleton, Wisconsin. Shows are Wednesday through Saturday.
No, just Friday, Saturday this weekend.
Friday. Oh, it's summer hours.
Summertime.
How do we explain that to audiences?
Well,
in the summer, we only do,
do less work.
for less pay.
Yeah.
It's all in there, yes. Yeah. But so Friday and Saturday up in Appleton.
Two shows. I think it's like 8 and 10:30 and like 7 and 9:30.
Have I ever told you that Appleton's one of my favorite towns in the country?
I would believe it.
Yeah. Have you been to Frank's Pizza Palace?
No, I have not.
Go to Frank's Pizza Palace.
I'll make my reservation tomorrow.
Get your thin crust pizza.
Okay.
And do you like mushrooms?
I do.
Mounds of Mushrooms Pizza.
Okay.
It's actually called
Mounds of Mushrooms?
Yes.
Well, that sounds like a perfect pizza for me.
It's so good.
Yeah.
So good. It's one of my favorite places.
Frank's? Was that?
Frank's Pizza Palace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And of course, Cleo's. You don't drink too much?
I don't really drink, but Cleo's got his carpeted bars, right?
Well, and they have, it's always decorated in Christmas time.
Yeah. I think I was there the first time around Christmas, so I just thought that was...
Well, what's weird?
You mentioned it, it's always like that.
It is, and what's weird is when it's Halloween, they leave the Christmas decorations up, but they put Halloween decorations on top of it. Wow. So it's a little disturbing.
Santa's a witch this year.
Exactly. Yeah. It's very fun. Yeah, Appleton and the Harry Houdini Museum.
Yeah, I've never been there.
Go to the Harry Houdini Museum. Will you do that?
Yeah, okay. I usually just go and like shoot baskets at the basketball hoop underneath the overpass or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Where are their basketball hoops?
Like if you know the bridge?
Yes.
And there's like that park. Mm-hmm. It's in that park where they have ice skating and stuff.
You and I have totally different experiences.
Yeah. You like seek out cultural things and I'm like, oh, this is what I do at home. So I'll just sit here.
Let's do this. That's fine because it's a different atmosphere.
Yeah.
You might have a pickup game with some new people.
That would be
do
fun.
You?
That's the one time I did that at the gym. They had a hoop and I played and got to play with guys. That was really fun.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Are you watching the Olympics?
I turn it on. Yeah. Whenever I'm home, it's on.
I watched our guys win the 4x4 relay,
yeah,
swimming, and it was very cool. It was very exciting,
yeah,
because you don't know. I mean, Phelps has now won 23.
It's up
medals.
To 23 now?
I think it's... Oh, can you God. Check out how many...
Can we get a fact check on Michael Phelps?
It was 19. I think it was 19. And then I
yeah,
like,
that's why... The 19 was the one he won
right.
for the... But he's won since then.
I think he's won since then. Wow. I could be wrong. No, I need a medal count for him. Did you see there's also a 41-year-old gymnast, a woman who has been competing since she was like 14 years
old? And yeah, there's like 14-year-olds in that.
Yeah.
Watching gymnastics makes me be like, oh, wow, there are teenage girls who are more athletic than I will ever be or ever could be. Like...
You have to start that young to have the fearlessness to just fling yourself in the air. Yes, Aleph? Oh.
It's 23.
23 medals.
Wow. Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
That's a lot of gold.
That's a lot. I mean, why would you stop? Right?
Yeah. I mean, that's what people were like, oh, he retired, he went out on top. But yeah, you can still compete at the highest level and still like jump on that relay. And I heard he did great in the relay.
He did?
He was like one of his fastest times for that.
He pulled ahead. I think the first guy was very close.
Yeah.
And then he did it on a flip turn. I don't know how much of a swimmer you are, but
no.
On his flip turn.
I tweeted about it, but how like I've tried to practice my flip turns in hotel swimming pools before.
Oh, that's right. I did see you tweet
And
that.
It's hard. My nose always gets full of water. I need to watch more carefully and...
Well, watching isn't going to help with the breathing part of it. So you need to close off your nose.
I need a YouTube video.
Yeah, of how to shut off your nose. I don't know how to tell people how to do that. I was a swimmer.
Oh, so you were trained in doing flip turns.
Yes. Not well, but it was funny because my mom was sad for a swimmer who was disqualified. I'm not sure what they were. You can be disqualified for obviously an early start.
Okay.
Illegal underwater pulls. I was disqualified. I was an IMer. I did the individual medley in high school at Lane Tech.
Oh, so you do like one different.
All
thing.
Of it. Yeah.
What if you forget which one you're on? Like, it's like.
Well, you train it over and over again. But I was disqualified on the first lap for an illegal underwater pull on my breaststroke. And they don't tell you. You finish the race.
Oh.
And I didn't. I was like in the top five, maybe.
That means that you didn't do a breaststroke one time or something?
No, it was the way I moved my hands for for the breaststroke.
Oh.
Yeah. I was done.
That was pretty cool how you did that. Yeah. It's like you still remember it.
I do kind of. But yeah, the swimming is such a great sport. Every time I see it, I feel inspired to do it again, and then I don't. There's so much involved in swimming.
Well, watching swimming is because like that's something that you can use to survive. Like most of the other things, it's like, oh, that's fun that they can do that. But that's like, oh, that's useful in the world.
That could come in handy on a boat ride.
Well, one of the girls, like they have a refugee team this year, and mm-hmm. one of them swam across like
from Syria.
The Mediterranean Sea or whichever one it was, mm-hmm. and that's how she got... to the place where she was, and also how she got to the Olympics.
And they're like, you get on the team. You are on the team, clearly.
We're starting a team now.
Yes, absolutely. Swimming for your freedom.
Yeah. Already won the gold.
Yeah, we all bow down. Yeah. No, there's some great stories. There always are great stories in the Olympics. They show those vignettes of someone's entire life.
Yeah.
I get all weepy.
Yeah.
I do.
They do a good job of that.
I do like at the swimming pool, they have a lifeguard on duty.
I didn't notice that.
It's going to be the most bored lifeguard. I mean, I've been a guard before. Like, I'll, you know, when there's like a lap swim or something, like you do have to make sure you're like, oh, that guy could stroke out, you know? But I'm guessing.
In the Olympics?
I mean, I guess there could be accidents. You could have like, well, there could be. But
he's just on his phone playing Pokemon Go. Like, pretty sure they're not going to drown.
That would be great. That would be so good if there's Pokemon in the pool.
You might know that. What are the two guys who are walking next to the pool while they swim? There's like just two guys.
Oh, those are judges.
Those are judges making sure they do the
I would
thing,
think.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, they have to. There are certain things you can't do whether you're depending on the stroke that you're doing. So if you're doing a freestyle, you can only do one kind of kick. If you're doing a butterfly, there's only one kind. You have to do like a dolphin kick.
Are there rules about how long you can stay underwater off the initial
That's
jump?
That's a really good question because I've wondered about that, because Michael Phelps seems to do the whole next length underwater.
Yeah. So is that the girl who's been winning a lot, Ledecky or whatever, mm-hmm. she stays under a long time.
Yeah, I don't remember. When I swam, there was never a rule. Like, you had to pop up.
Just good luck.
Yeah. Well, because what you gain in the force of pushing off the wall, you also lose in being able to do the pulls.
Yeah.
So it depends on what you're stronger at, I think.
And there haven't been any false starts. Like, how do they do that? Like, I feel like in sprinting, you get false starts all the time.
Oh, there have been Olympics, and that's so... Yeah. I mean, because you see people, like, falling in.
they have to pull themselves out.
We've got
to
get a video. I'm sure there's some video somewhere of, like, Olympic false starts and swimming.
They should just do, like, a cannonball to finish it off.
Well, you'll see, like, people, like, because there's so much tension in their arms, and they're leaning so far forward, just waiting for the gun. And then when the whistle goes, you see people just, like, collapse.
Yeah. That's great.
I'm going to pull up some video. Now I'm fascinated by pulling up video. Okay, so we've got to talk about swimming. Michael Phelps is amazing.
Yeah.
Some of the gymnastics. I get so nervous with the... But this team is supposed to be outstanding, even though there was some controversy going into the
United States or the Russians?
The Russians, but the United States, there were allegations of abuse from some of the...
Wow.
Yeah.
That sucks.
I know.
That's like the opposite of PEDs. like we're going to make it worse for your life.
Yeah, here you go. But did you watch the opening ceremonies?
I did. We were working, but I watched it. I caught the end.
The light show was outstanding.
Yeah.
That was pretty spectacular. Yeah. But I guess they had toned it down because they didn't want, you know, the country is struggling. There's a lot of poverty. Yeah. There are people that are protesting.
Oh, they didn't want to spend a lot of money on it.
Yeah, they didn't want to be as opulent, but you still have to make a big show. I still think, and I know that a lot of people disagree, I think it would have been great to have the Olympics in Chicago.
Yeah.
I think we would have done a good job.
Fantastic. We'd be interviewing Olympic people right now.
And we would be doing that.
Yeah. Oh
my gosh. You would be here. You would be in the middle of the Olympics.
Michael Phelps and Michael Palasek on the same radio show.
Mind blown. And you remember why one of the big reasons that we didn't get the Olympics was because our city was too violent. Do you remember there were videos?
I didn't know that.
There was a fight that broke out on the South Side, and that was going viral.
Oh, man.
And that was one of the reasons that they were pointing at Chicago. I mean, yes, we do have our
violence. I thought it was the same reason there's a Pope from South America. I was like, we're just doing South America for this right now. Like,
it's a theme.
This is your decade.
It's your turn. You get to do stuff now. Right, we have had it. We've had the United States.
We had Atlanta. Atlanta, that Olympic part where it used to be is pretty cool.
Is it?
Yeah, they have like the fountains still and everything.
And then that had controversy. Remember with the trash can bomb?
Yeah, that was scary.
That was horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, happier stuff with the Olympics.
Yeah.
No, I've been watching, I watched some of the...
They should make one of the Olympic Games finding out where the bombs are. Like, that should be like one of the sports is like, that way is useful.
Well, they have like sharpshooters and stuff like that. That makes complete sense. There was an event that was won by a woman, did you see that the headline was Bear's Wife Wins a Bronze Medal?
Oh, I didn't see the headline, but I heard that one of their wives was like,
and she's a riflist
or whatever.
Yeah, and they didn't use her name. Like, in the headline, it was like also her name later.
It's like this team that's been really bad recently. One of the guy's wives.
Yeah, exactly. You might want to give her name. Now I feel like I have to look it up because it's like hashtag her. Esmeralda, did you see that story about the shooter that won the bronze medal and they didn't even put her name in the
headline? Right. She's a football wife.
She's a football
wife of famous football guy.
Yeah.
Mm, what exactly?
I can't remember her name.
Yeah. You know what they're going to win? If Hillary wins, it's going to be former first lady becomes president. All right, let's see what Dave has to say about the Olympics. Hey, Dave, what do you think?
Hey, I got to tell you, no matter what we would have done, even if Chicago had the money, even if we didn't have the violence, it wasn't going to happen. There was no way the Olympics was going to be here. And that's because in its 100-year history, the Olympic Games have never been in the South American hemisphere. That is why Rio got them.
Right. Latin America had never had. South America had never had.
So it was a Pope thing.
If Buenos Aires was a candidate over Rio, it would have gone to them. So, you know, there was nothing more we could have done, you know. It just wasn't going to happen.
Well, there you go. I think you make an excellent point.
And you know what? They bankrupt cities. They leave cities cash-strapped for decades.
Well, Chicago's kind of...
Yeah, how much worse can it get?
You know,
we've hit our debt maximum. Like, go ahead, just put it on the card.
Well, they were in Atlanta not too long ago. They were in L.A. twice. We've had the Olympic Winter Games here a number of times. So, you know, we're kind of Olympics'd out. for the next, I don't know, 50 years probably.
I'm Googling Olympics bankrupt cities. I'm going to see 10 Olympic Games that nearly bankrupted their host countries.
It really hurt Montreal. They didn't finish paying back till 30 years later. So, you know. But I'm a big Olympics fanatic, and I hate when people pick out all the negative aspects of the hosting cities. I mean, it just doesn't serve any purpose.
Don't you think this time in particular? Well, I guess in China there was also the, you know, human treatment.
Yeah,
So I guess you're right. I mean, Brazil, Rio de Janeiro in particular,
they have their dark side. Every city does.
Well, it's just hard when there's like a virus. I mean, that's just like a scary thing for everybody.
Yeah, that's hard to ignore.
When the
too.
Basketball team's staying on a yacht,
stay away from it.
Well,
Dave,
I think this is the first time in Olympic history there was a threat of a disease. I don't know if there was any other Olympics with something similar, but, you know.
I don't think so. Yeah. You're absolutely right. Thank you, Dave. Have a good night.
You too. Bye.
Talk to you later. Bye. More after this on 720 WGN. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. And joining me is comedian Michael Palasak. We're welcoming Joe Kieran and Patty Kieran. Joe King Kieran.
That's good. Thank you.
I feel like I shouldn't leave that out. Patty, do I have to make sure that I address a middle name?
Or no, it's good.
Patty Kieran,
it's all good.
Come on closer
good.
To your microphone.
It's all good.
This week is once again the annual No Complaints Day. It's this Friday, August 12th, in honor of your mother, Marion. Tell us a little bit about how this came about.
So about 3 years ago, our mother passed away. And for like 3 months leading up to that, she had quite a few health issues that she had to deal with. And through all that time, she took those on with dignity and courage and perseverance and didn't get wrapped up in the complaining about all of it. And then about a couple months later, I was just, you know, on Facebook, the Complaint City, Complaint Central, right. And noticed it's like, wow, that's all people do here is complain. I was just like, hey, what would happen if you just one day that wasn't the option? And
would go down.
It certainly
Pardon me?
Would.
The stock of Facebook would go down.
Comics would be, they'd be so apoplectic. Yeah. I don't know what to do with myself if I don't complain. Comics have to find a way to write jokes that aren't judgy.
Yeah.
Judging doesn't count, right? Complaining and judging are two different things. Can we judge?
One done properly.
One done properly. With kindness. Yes.
Sandwich is okay.
Because when somebody is struggling with health issues, I mean, I think a lot of us, when I get sick, like, I have rage, I think. I'm mad at everything. I want other people to be as in pain as I am.
Mm-hmm.
And you sort of direct it outwards. And it sounds like your mother sort of reflected kindness instead.
Yeah, I think she took, each issue that came up in stride, like there was the initial shock. Okay, I got to deal with this. But then it was kind of like, okay, let's move on. This is the next thing. And always driving forward, you might say.
And what was the first No Complaints Day challenge day like?
It was pretty amazing. What was amazing is that people saw it as an opportunity to like take something on that they never even thought about taking on before. And people got, you know, some really great results from doing it. And even some people lost their complaints that they had been carrying around I remember one for like 14 years about a complaint about her husband leaving a spoon on the counter with coffee when he would make it every morning. She cleaned that spoon and it irritated her.
Yeah. Right.
And then after that, she was like, okay, so it's a spoon. I'm just going to let it go like that. Yeah. Something like that.
That's
very profound, but kind of a
No, that's huge.
I think it's huge because,
that adds up.
You have to decide because you can put yourself in the mind like, what if that spoon's not there? Maybe that means something bad has happened to him. You have to imagine the spoon not there anymore.
Exactly. I think
that's
you bring
dark.
Attention to it.
I just made
it.
That dark.
Yeah, I always, when I think of stuff like that, I'm like, well, if I was him, I would probably put that spoon there too. Like, there's a reason we all leave that spoon there. And it's because it's easier. It's like, I do things that's easier all the time than to get in the way of people.
I know. My husband would get into bed and take his socks off, but he would leave them at the foot of the bed and then the next day not pick them up. So there would just be like all these like, you know, carcasses of socks.
Monday through Saturday of socks.
I know. I'm like, and I would just leave. Yeah. Look at Patty. Patty's like, no, I think you can complain about that.
No,
No, I was thinking about my voice teacher, and she used to say, just pick up the socks. Don't complain about it. Just do that for your husband. That's what you should be doing.
I stood at the edge of the bed, and I took them all in a big bundle, and I threw them across the room, and I said, if I leave you, you have to know this is why.
He could just put these bands around him now, and yeah, you don't have to touch
them. That's not really a complaint. That's like a general statement about
yes, and he never has since.
Yeah.
So I picked my one thing that I was like, I'm drawing the line. It's going to be the socks. Everything else I can let go of. I think it is hard for people to be, it's our go-to, right? It's almost a reflex for some people, and they don't realize it, and maybe having a no complaints day alerts them to that.
Totally brings your awareness to it, because it's so automatic. It's part of the what do you want to call that?
The general unconscious.
Unconsciousness about how we operate every day.
It's a collective mentality of
it's like in the ether, as they say.
Yeah. And like when people complain, I find a complaint myself so I can relate to them just on the level of complaining, but now I'm complaining because they're complaining.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm going to complain about is those people.
I was telling somebody yesterday they were complaining about something, and someone tried to I don't think it's really that bad. And I was like, nope, she gets a bitch.
Exactly.
Sometimes you have to give someone a safe place.
Well, I think if someone chooses to complain, like, and this isn't a complaint, but I'm just saying, like, I think you're right. I think that's their choice, and we have to we don't have to indulge in it, but we can honor their freedom.
We could give them a time limit.
Yeah, it's not Friday. Ooh. It's not August 12th.
That would be great if we could put a time limit, a clock on it.
Right.
And how about this year?
That's what's great about Twitter.
Crazy, right?
It's been
with politics alone.
Oh, I know. We're actually limiting our political talk to Wednesdays and Thursdays because I can't do it anymore. I'm not going to talk about the speech that he gave today about the economy. I'm going to do it on Wednesday. On Wednesday, we do Trump track. And listeners can send us links to audio or video, or you can send us printed articles where he did an interview, and we will talk about that on Wednesday for half an hour from midnight to 12:30, and that's it.
That's awesome.
And then on Thursday, we are just going to do a time limit, just like you said. And then on Thursdays, we're going to do Hillary's Hurlers, and people can send me. But it has to have happened from Wednesday to Wednesday for Trump and Thursday to Thursday. It can't be 5 years ago. It can't be something 10 years ago. It can't be the same things we regurgitated. You have to tell me what struck you this week as disingenuous or why you don't like this person. So I'm tired.
That's a great example of not getting wrapped into complaining. You're actually moving something forward, right?
Right.
Just
be
like,
focused.
Okay, we're focused. We're going to stay on this, and then we're moving forward again rather than getting caught in the morass of it, right?
Yeah. So, by the way, that's you can send those to pattyhappens@gmail.com, any of the links that you want to send for Donald Trump or for Hillary Clinton you want to hear on Wednesday or Thursday, and we will highlight those just so people know. Yeah, because by the way, if we pick yours, you might win a Lou Malnati's gift card for some pizza on Wednesday or Thursday.
Nice.
See, I make it
worthwhile,
too.
Your complaints pay off.
And it's not more than a week old.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But I think that everybody wins on a day, because I know I did it the first year, and I think I missed it last year. I think there comes a point, and you have to forgive yourself too when you catch yourself complaining. It's kind of like working out. You're like, if I didn't work out today, and then tomorrow I'm like, well, I didn't yesterday, I may as well not today. So once the day starts rolling, just kind of remind yourself that it's a day of not complaining.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I need it this year myself, even.
Do you?
Yeah, for sure.
How long does it last for you? In the last two times that you've done the No Complaints Challenge, how long would you say you've been able to carry that energy of like, that was great, and there's this great notion, wonderful idea of letting things go?
Like anything in life, it's fleeting unless you really work hard to and take a conscious and concerted effort to keep it going.
Right.
And every now and then, it comes back to you. It's, I'm complaining. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I can do something different here in this moment.
Yeah.
Right.
Like that. So it's there and it's gone, and it's there and it's gone.
Yeah.
And you're getting some stories. Oh, look at all the stories you got. My work day was much more peaceful and went more smoothly. These are reactions to last year's, a couple of your Facebook page, too. Go to No Complaints Challenge.
It's definitely a good day to be in a relationship. Everyone's going to be quiet about everything.
Let's see. That's nice, non-complaining, though. Surrounded by whiners, I have managed a cheery, complaining-free day so far. So these are some of the people that posted on your page.
Yeah, great.
During
Thank
the
you.
Non-complaining days. So far, so good. I think every day should be so far, so good.
Yeah.
It's like versus complaining, creating the solutions.
Yes.
Yeah.
Coming to the board meeting, creating that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, create. So we are talking to Joe and Patty Kieran, Joe King Kieran and Patty Kieran, about No Complaints Day Challenge, which is this Friday, August 12th. And go share your stories. Find out what this is all about. They are honoring their mother, Marion. This is their third annual No Complaints Day. And again, go to NoComplaintsDayChallenge.com. 312-981-7200. Do you think you can let go of complaining? And will you encourage other people? 312-981-7200. And you can text us as well. More after this on 720 WGN. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. Joining me is comedian Michael Palasak. He's performing at the Skyline Comedy Club in Appleton, one of the great cities in the country. You know, William Defoe is from Appleton.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's from.
Wow.
I don't think he has fond memories
of the show.
He might. Yeah. You should tweet at him.
I'll tweet at William Defoe.
He doesn't seem like a tweeter.
Yeah.
Also joining us are Patty Kieran and Joe King Kieran, and they are celebrating the third annual No Complaints Day Challenge this Friday, August 12th. And do you guys tweet as well for the challenge? Do you have people tweeting out like their experiences throughout the day, or is it more Facebook related?
Well, it's mostly Facebook related because it's, you know, a source of social media, and you know it's more interactive that way. It's more exactly, right. And then also people get to share with others and what other people are doing, and you know just like the phenomenon of how that Facebook works or Twitter, you know, and all that.
Yeah.
I almost feel like I should do like an honesty test next week and ask people like how long they went without.
Does it count if you think a complaint but don't say it out loud? Is that still complaining?
Well, I think the biggest complaining that goes on is the one in between your ears.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the ones that don't make it out of your mouth.
Is that silent but deadly?
Right. Yeah. Well, and especially if it's something about yourself, right?
Yeah.
You know, when you think, when you're sort of beating yourself up, that might be a good day.
That's going to be a hard day.
To not judge yourself. Michael, do you judge yourself all the time?
I think being like, as comedians, we're like, we don't have bosses. So we're constantly like, is this right? Did I do this right? You didn't do, there's no way you did that right. Why would you do that right?
That's a good point. Where there's a lot of self-doubt.
Yeah.
Plus, we rely so heavily on, you know, being booked again at a location.
On the whims of strangers.
Yes, exactly. You know, you could rub someone the wrong way and be done. So, So self-doubt, I think self-judging, you know, complaining about yourself in your head. I think, do you have a technique for like letting go of the mental complaints on No Complaints Day?
Mostly what works is just to get that it's chatter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that you can just, I often do is I'll just take it, just put it on the side.
Right.
Don't try and get rid of it because it'll come back and attack you.
Right.
But just kind of like put it on the side and I'll come back to it.
Yeah.
Right.
And many times it will kind of just float off like, you know,
like
into
nothing.
The air.
Yeah,
I think that, you know, acknowledging that it's there, accepting that it's there, and then putting it, like, I have to use visual imagery when I have something negative.
Yeah.
Like, I think of the negative image on a piece of paper, and I crumble it up and throw it in a wastebasket. Or else that it's on a chalkboard and I erase it. things like that.
Good stuff.
I don't know.
I think it's sad, but it seems like it's the easiest to sort of focus on not complaining when you have something real to complain about. Like when I have nothing to complain about, it just comes out so easy. But when you're like, oh yeah, this is a big deal. I have a positive attitude towards it. It seems like it would be easier to focus on.
I agree.
But I don't want to get something bad. Just
so everything else
just
seems
to win
smaller.
The day.
Yeah, and we're not saying that there's not valid complaints in the world because there are.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
It's just to shine the light on it and that you can see, you know, that you have an option.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's more what it's about.
Do you get anybody who complains about your No Complaint Day?
I'm sure we do. Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah. Oh, I can. No way I can do this. Don't call me. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I always think those folks are funny. It's like, okay, so not for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why do you spread?
I did it. Yeah.
I just want to let you know.
Yeah, you're fine, Patty.
I did it last year, and I signed up for it last year, not this year. I did it last year.
I know. Sorry. I'll sign up.
It's not a blood drive. Like,
I know. I just went to... Man, have you ever donated blood?
Yeah, in college.
They don't stop calling.
Really?
They call me all the... Stop telling people what you are. Someone's going to tackle you in the parking lot and drain all your blood.
Do you have a valuable kind of blood?
I have a valuable kind of blood.
No.
Oh, no. Oh, no. They call all the time. They offer me ice cream. We have Baskin-Robbins coupons for you. Do you?
Come back with Cold Stone.
Exactly. Some Froyo. Right. Maybe some Froyo. So I think that having the ability to just have some peace, you know, even if it's not the whole day, you know, participate. So people can sign up as an event on your Facebook page.
Definitely. You can sign us up as an event or just take it on wherever you are in the world, quite frankly. And like when you say to have some peace out of the day, you'll see that your day, even if you don't make it every time.
Right.
There'll be some more, your day will have some greater sense of peace around it.
Right.
Like, hey, it wasn't so bad.
Yeah.
And what a wonderful way to honor your mom. I think that, you know, because we always try to think of some sort of statue or some way to, you know, for me, I hear my dad's like jokes in my head, and I try to honor it by putting that he loved talking to strangers. He loved seeing people laugh. And that's obviously what I do as a career. But I also think, you know, just being kind to be, you know, my dad had a bit of an attitude. So I try to take the positive stuff and sort of spread that. Elif, you said that there was a text coming in?
Yes, 630 says, honestly, whenever someone asks me how I am, I respond, what does a guy like me have to complain about?
Exactly. Yeah. Who would listen? I always say, you know, I always say fine. You do get those folks and you say, how are you doing? And they give you like the whole laundry list.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad I was someplace you wanted to put that. I've got the laundry basket right here.
I think that one of the benefits for this day would be like for like people who work in the service industry to finally just be like, oh, you're not going to tell me everything that I did wrong in the last half hour. Like, I feel like there are people out there that are looking for you to do something wrong when you work.
I like that.
You got to watch out for the complaint police, too.
Oh, well, that's what I would do.
Because they're
going
to complain that you shouldn't be complaining on no complaints day.
Well, I just know when I feel, because like we travel and you interact with a lot of different people that might not do something right, and when you just let it go, it's just way easier to fall asleep at night than being like, no, I was right. My hotel room was supposed to be this way.
Right.
And this is stupid.
I wonder if we could do a complimentary, like to compliment no complaints, say some other time, do a compliment day.
Yeah.
I try to, when I get really good service, I always ask for the manager to tell them how great the server was, or somebody at a Costco, someone went above and beyond at the bakery. I came in late for a cake for Declan, thinking I could just get a cake.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize they were all pre-ordered and stuff.
Oh man.
So they went above and beyond. They were like busy as all get out.
Wow.
And I called the manager over, and he, have you ever given a compliment? Because managers are not used to that. They're like, what's the problem? I'm like, no, they did a great job. Well, what seems to be the issue? No, they were outstanding. They're so confused.
Look at the air quality bad in here.
They're out of here. They freak out. They're like, what do you really want?
What
really,
do you
really
want?
What's going on?
Here, here's a coupon.
Find a reason to give a compliment. Yeah, I would love a Costco coupon.
We're going to start that. That's the 13th of August.
The 13th of August is going to be
compliments day.
All compliments day. At least something. All day long would be tough. Because I do, I find that I'm trying to find a different way to compliment people. Because women in particular, we often do like, oh, your hair looks beautiful, or you know, things like that. I'm trying to find a different way because we put so much value on our appearances.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to find, you know, like you look, you know, fierce in that or something. I don't know, that sounds silly, but
yeah.
Fierce is old. But you know what I mean? Just trying to find different ways to just make someone smile.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like you, you know, you're a beautiful woman. You know, everybody can see that here as they walk by.
You're making me
blush.
What
really, really, really is great is your energy. You know, you're just really,
it's the coffee.
Your energy gets,
so much coffee.
Oh, yeah. But you're always like, bring a great vibe to people.
Oh, that's very nice of you. I'm one of those people that kind of reflects what someone else gives me.
Mm-hmm.
If there's, you know what I mean? When there, it just, if you have good energy and are friendly and open, like let's talk.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Let's make that
happen. I
remember
going to Starbucks and this guy was just so aggravated. And I called the manager and I said, look, just tell that guy to have a really great day. Okay. I can sense he's stressed.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't know what's going on, but you know what? Just tell him it's all going to work out. She's like, that's what you called? Really?
Wait, you called the Starbucks?
Yeah.
That's very nice. If I had an aggravating day and someone called that, I'd be like, wow, I must have been really mean to that person. That they couldn't even like say what I did wrong because they were afraid that I was going to come to them. Like, I hope he's nice.
I'm trying to put this up. Did you call the Starbucks from inside the Starbucks?
I was at the window. And
oh,
the guy
at the window.
Was just
okay.
So rude, right?
Yeah.
And then I was like, well, I could either be a jerk, right? Yeah. Or I could just like, listen, I can tell he's here. She was like, he is.
Oh,
and
how nice of you.
And then all of a sudden it turned and she was, thank you. I'm going to tell him right now. It's going to make his day.
Aww.
Right?
See, now, and I just said that I like to go out of my way to compliment. I was telling a friend of mine, I also, when I just have to say something, I actually called a cab company from the backseat of a cab to complain about the cab driver. Which I know is taking my life into my own hands.
Yeah.
But he
You want something to complain about.
He had missed the entrance for the drop off and we were going to departures and I was like, just drop me off here, and he kept going and like didn't even go back to like how you can loop around and like we were way past the runways.
Oh,
it's like called it was a carriage. No, it wasn't carriage. What's the orange and blue cabs now? I don't know. Dispatch. I think it's dispatch, isn't it? I think it's.
I don't know.
Yeah, they're
on Elson
Avenue.
I'm not going to support this complaining.
They're doing much better now. Nice. It was when they were.
You're
going
to go to a new cab service, aren't you?
we've been hanging out with. Do you want to hang out for the music? You're welcome to stay.
Yeah,
I know that. And then I've got a. I'll probably move you around a little bit so I can interview some of the band members. But we have a band coming up. Oh my God! I know the Way Down Wanderers. The Way Down Wanderers. I love that name. Hey, guys. They've filled the studio with their equipment, all kinds of instruments, guitars, yeah. And bass, and another bass, right? Do we have two basses? No, banjo. I didn't see that. And what's this one?
It's a mandolin.
A mandolin. I should have known that. Well, we're going to hear from them in just a little bit. Some music on Music Monday. Michael, are you staying?
Yeah, I'll stay.
All right, then, because you have a cape on.
I know.
I kind of feel bad for everybody else not having a cape.
I should have brought more capes.
I know.
Let me know.
Capes.
I'll make a run.
We should have a No Complaint Day cape.
I'm just thinking that would be cool, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we should have capes.
Yeah. Love it.
It is Music Monday in the Allstate Showcase studio, and I have to say, I've never seen Bob Ferguson so excited. He was listening to their sound checks, and you're very happy, Bob, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Bob Ferguson is our engineer, always making our band sound as great as they do in the studio so that you can hear the amazing music they have. Tonight, we are proud to welcome the Way Down Wanderers, and here they are with Wildfire.
One, two. Wildfire won't keep me back from you. I will wait, I won't complain. I've been down to the south, back to Illinois. It's alright, I get by with some time. I'm sorry that I got so damn confused, but I still remember when I was giving love to you. Wildfire won't keep me back from you. I know, I know, I know now it's true. I heard if I left behind this place I know, to find a better place in here, to there I'd go. A new land, better man. So damn confused, but I still remember when I wouldn't even look at you. Wildfire won't keep me back from you. I know, I know, I know now it's true. This other place ain't got the way of what has been. No country mile gonna change the time we spend. It's all right, I'll get by with some time.
Wildfire by Way Down Wanderers. They're live in the Allstate Showcase studio, and I had to put my phone down. I apologize to everybody on Facebook Live for getting a view of our ceiling right now. I've got too many things to do right here. Yeah, come on, grab a seat. Yeah, come on, grab. No. Front row seats, and you guys don't have to leave. If you want to hang out, you're welcome to Joe and Patty. Oh, thank you. Bob Ferguson, he's like, here, take a seat. You guys are really wonderful. That's some great music, and we're so excited to have you here tonight. Tell me some of your names right here.
I'm Colin Krause. I play the violin, the mandolin, and I share the lead vocals role in the band.
And where are you from originally?
I'm from Peoria, Illinois, about 3 hours south.
We're familiar with Peoria. Yeah. We're very familiar. Dan Conlin, good friend of ours.
Yeah, Jukebox.
The Jukebox Comedy Club right over there.
Across, oh, great. Yeah.
Across from the...
racetrack?
The racetrack. The
next door to the strip club.
That is true.
It is. They call it Classy Corner in Peoria. It all lends itself. What was your first instrument that you played?
The violin.
The violin. Was that by choice or?
My parents got me taking some lessons as a kid, and then I just got more and more into music growing up. And my grandpa played in a folk kind of bluegrass band, and from them I picked up the mandolin a little bit later.
And how old are you?
I'm 19.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah, right? I don't know.
Yeah, I've learned all the instruments.
Exactly. What, with bluegrass and folk music, what kind of music did you listen to aside from, was there anything else that sort of informed the way you write music and play it?
I guess I went through a punk music phase as a kid, a big time. I really enjoyed that. Now I listen to a lot of, you know, the progressive bluegrass that you hear and stuff like that. So that's definitely been a big influence on me.
Well, I mean, the energy of this music is just so much fun. And on guitar, what's your name?
My name is Austin Thompson.
Austin. And where are you from originally?
I'm also originally from Peoria, Illinois.
Okay, just so I know going into this, show of hands, how many people are from Peoria? Just want to make sure. Just the two? Okay,
just Colin and myself.
All right, so I'll go over did you guys know each other in Peoria?
Yeah, that's where we first met.
I never assume things. One of those things where, like, we grew up blocks away from each other.
We never knew.
We never met. Where did you guys go to school together?
No, actually, Austin, you want to tell the story?
Yeah, so Colin and I didn't really meet until just a few years until both of us both left Peoria. We met just in the local music scene at a show one day, and then a few weeks later, I joined Colin's band, and. A few bands later, we created this band. Yeah.
And would you describe as a bluegrass folk, or what do you guys
call it? I like to call it, folk Americana. Uh-huh. But we've got some pretty heavy bluegrass influence and rock, you know, too, with John on the drums and stuff like that.
Yeah, John played some nice drums. Hi, yeah. John. How are you? Let me make sure your microphone's on.
Thank you. Hi.
Hello. Where are you from?
I'm from Wilmette, so not far from here at all.
Oh, from Wilmette. Very nice, the North Shore. They have a great rummage sale every year. Do you ever go to the...
Yes, I have been to that.
Isn't that amazing? I'm not kidding you. It's like the world's largest rummage sale. It's
definitely.
John's like, how do you know about that? I used to volunteer there and help organize some of the kitchenwares and stuff
like
awesome. That.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's nice to be able to say where I'm from and people know where it is.
I know exactly where it is. Yes. Well, I got married in Glencoe at Saints Faith, Hope, and Charity.
Oh, wow. Okay, absolutely.
I can always tell how far away we are from Chicago by if John says he's from Chicago or if he says he's from Wilmette. If we're in Chicago, he says, I'm from Wilmette. If we're anywhere else, he says, I'm from Chicago.
There's also like an in-between where I say Evanston or near Evanston.
Because people know Northwestern.
Is a rummage sale where people in the area go sell stuff?
People know. This church is taken over. The church, the school. People come from all over. Like, not just Chicagoland area, but like busloads of people from Indiana. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's the best rummage sale. You have no idea. It's the best rummage sale. I don't know why I haven't covered it on the show before.
Rummage sounds like pirates.
I know. We do. We feel like we're digging through stuff.
Found a bunch of rummage.
I had the best pair of Jack Purcell Converse gym shoes that I bought. Wow. Anyway, that's a different story. There's things that you remember that you buy. You're like, oh, it was the greatest thing. Where are you from, Mr. Mocking Poor John?
I'm the other John. I'm John 2.
John 2.
And I'm from Omaha. Near
from,
Omaha.
From Omaha?
Yeah.
So near Omaha. What exactly is the name of the town?
The Wilmette of Omaha.
Bluffs, Iowa. When I'm in Omaha, I say I'm from Council Bluffs, Iowa.
I've been there.
Yeah. Who books that? That was, hold on. I know who books that.
Was it Johnson? Jeff Johnson?
Not for me, it wasn't. I'm sorry. We're comics.
Yeah. Oh, nice. I do love the Council Bluffs scene.
Muller. Yeah. Muller booked that for me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I did Council
I think I did
Bluffs.
The college there. There's a college there or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So you can say Council Bluffs to us.
Yeah.
And we reach Omaha. We reach Nebraska.
WGM reaches everywhere.
38
right?
states in Canada, my friends.
Yeah.
There you go. You guys are like, what? Yeah, that's happening. Yeah. So, how did you guys get hooked up with the rest of the band then?
Well, I was working at a coffee shop down the road from Colin's house when Colin's best friend knew I played bass, knew that Colin needed a bass player in his band. And
here in Chicago or in Peoria?
That was in Peoria. I was living in Peoria at the time.
Why were you in Peoria?
People ask me that question, and it was mostly...
I mean, something specific has to take you there. Either a girl or a job.
It was
the
my
classy
family.
Corner.
Mostly, your family?
Well, I was living out west and out in Portland, Oregon, and then my family was all about to have babies, and I knew it. And so
was all about to have babies?
Yeah, my
that's
three
the most
what did you have
strange...
to do with them giving them babies?
like siblings? Like multiple siblings were having kids?
Yeah, I'm all trying three to, of them. I'm... Within 10 months, I went from having zero nieces or nephews to having four. Wow. So aww. It was like baby boom in my family. So I didn't want to be the theoretical West Coast uncle that is cool, but you never see him. And he flies home for Christmas, you know.
Damn. You moved to Peoria for nieces and nephews? I mean, let's take this in for a minute because I don't think I've ever met anybody who moved to. I mean, that's a kind thing that you did.
Maybe I have ulterior motives, and that's just a really feel-good excuse.
I see. It's a good. We're gonna start getting texts. He needed to crash on our buddies. He is a musician. So you run into Colin at the coffee shop. This is what a. Yeah. I mean, do you have this moment where you're like, how did I end up? It's like all in the universe.
Well, I remember the first practice with John. He showed up with a thermos of coffee. And and then we played some songs. And I was like, man, this guy's really good at the bass.
You're like the guy. Well, he's got coffee, too, so he can stay. And then where'd you pick up John? This John.
I was going to school at the University of Illinois in Champaign. Mm-hmm. I was studying jazz drumming. And through a mutual friend, we met. And, I mean, that wasn't too far away from Peoria, so... You know what? Sooner it was starting to be like Saturdays, Sundays. I'd play shows with you guys, and then Friday, Saturday, and then suddenly I was missing a bunch of class.
No, did you finish up at University of Illinois?
No, I still have two more semesters. I call it a sabbatical.
Are you? Oh, yeah. But you're going back?
Yes.
You're wondering
if the touring schedule ever permits it, but. But all my professors were happy, you know.
I feel like making sure he finishes. Is that wrong? I'm such a mom all of a sudden. No, plus I'm a grad. I love U of I. So I can get all geeky on that, too. Where did you live in the...
I lived at Allen Hall.
Yes!
Did you live there?
I lived in two South.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I was one North. So now this is gone from...
almost
like,
in the same room.
Almost. We were up
Patty hung out in one North.
It's we're going to talk to you guys some more, but I want to meet the banjo player as well. What's your name?
What up? I'm Travis Kowalski. I play banjo.
Travis, and where are you from?
Northern Michigan.
Northern Michigan. Wow. Okay, so how did you hook up with these guys, banjo player?
Last September, they played a festival in my hometown, and my family band opened for them, and they kind of just took me on the road.
My other bands. I have a lot of bands that I love, but you guys are in the top. This is just such a wonderful story. You guys have such great energy in the music and the singing. Who does do you guys have a collaboration of writing the lyrics and music?
You know, the lyrics and the general chord structure and melody are primarily written by Austin and I. But the band brings a whole lot of ideas to the songs that really, really make them come to life and make them more unique.
Well, we look forward to hearing another song. Do you guys mind playing again?
That sounds great.
Sure. We had some time because we're going to do a break and then the news and more from the Way Down Wanderers live in the Allstate Showcase studio. Michael, you staying?
Yeah, I'll stay.
And you guys are welcome to stay.
Great concert.
I know, it's getting late. More after this on 720 WGN. And everybody out there, you have to stay. I'm just saying, you want to hear more. You're listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase. Is that my phone? My phone's making other music. I should probably turn this off. What is it?
What is that?
I don't know. Like, I think I'm playing like a movie in the background or something.
Yeah.
I'm trying to move on to our you know, let me turn this off. Okay, so we are live. Can we?
No,
can
let's
you,
explore this more. This is great.
I don't know what it is. Can you find what app is? I mean, maybe it's
you can
an app that's
like,
running.
Double click it or something?
I don't know, but can you see what I'm even playing in the background? Am I playing?
Oh, you got tons of stuff.
It's a game. You know, close all my apps.
Oh, I don't. I don't. I'm not familiar. I just made it louder.
Yeah, it sounds magical.
You just caught a Pokemon.
I'm like a caveman. Ooh, app. I made a Pokemon. Close all. Let's see if that. Oh, that didn't.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I'm so sorry to our guests because the Way Down Wanderers are playing magnificent music in the Allstate Showcase studio. Michael Palasak is riding Sidecar tonight, getting a free concert.
Free concert.
We'll find out more about their upcoming appearances, including Michael's, which is at the Appleton Skyline Comedy Cafe this week. He's recording his new album on Friday.
My sophomore
Saturday.
Effort.
Your sophomore effort. Mm-hmm. We'll talk more about that
in
a little bit.
One for people.
Right now, live, here are the Way Down Wanderers with Hollow Man.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've been told now that hard times are passing. They come so fast these days and hardly go away. Well, I try to keep on, but days go too slowly. I should have seen it coming a long time ago, long before it was known what brought you home. Since you've been absent, well, everyone has been asking, are troubles far gone? Are you getting on better off this way? I said, yeah, well, I try to keep on. It seems that he don't know me. Well, I ain't got no need for such a shallow creek or a hollow man floating in the deep. Well, you can run from all the things that you fear. We don't worry about you now since you ain't here. So when you go home and you feel forever lonesome, it's been a long time coming, you better keep on running. Well, it comes and goes, although I wish it could remain. People say that they never change, but you know they always do. The wind ain't so strong when I'm left out to dry. It gets hard to get along, but I'm always getting by. It's a fine line between a heart and a mind. Well, I do believe that all these hard times are passing, 'cause they tend to leave each time that you do the same. Well, you can keep on, but plan on falling through. Or you can be gone if it's a selfless thing to do. Well, helpless is a man that cannot be true. Well, you can run from all the things that you fear. We don't worry about you now since you ain't here. So when you go home and you feel forever lonesome, it's been a long time coming, you better keep on running. It's been a long time coming, you better keep on running.
That's the Way Down Wanderers with Hollow Man. We are live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. If you guys want to grab a seat, Travis,
that was amazing.
I wonder if I want to sit down again or not. Because he didn't get a seat last time. That's why I feel like it's musical chairs in the Allstate Showcase Studio. Grab a seat.
Is the Way Down and the Way Down Wanderers referencing Peoria?
No, it isn't actually. We kind of thought that the name encompassed, you know, just traveling and wandering and exploring. That's something we try to do a lot on the road. So
nice.
Kind of reminded us of doing that.
That's cool.
Bob Kessler's in the studio. This is amazing music, isn't it? You kind of want to jump in with a harmonica, don't you? He is a world-class harmonica player, as a matter of fact. He'll be appearing coming up. Did you already do it last weekend?
This Saturday
with John Williams and Teddy Roosevelt will be at the College of DuPage. So look at me throwing in. I'm just saying, I can plug everybody's stuff. Do you guys have any live performances coming up?
We do. This Saturday, we're going to be at Martyrs here in Chicago.
Oh,
what?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's very exciting. Yeah. My son just played there for the first. He has played in his first band at Martyrs a couple weeks
ago. That's a great venue for a first show. That's awesome.
It was very cool. They played, he only started playing guitar 2 years ago. And I'm excited. I will come see you guys on Saturday.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. What do you know what time you're playing?
We start at 11. Music starts at 9. We've got some great bands. that are opening for us, so I definitely just, come to check them out, too.
I just lied. I can't go. Michael, don't tell them. Don't tell them I can't go.
I didn't even commit because I'm going to be in
Appleton. I know I'm going to be in Philadelphia.
You said I was going to be in Appleton. You said you're going to be in Philadelphia.
I'm going to be in Philadelphia. I'm
Where's
so Martyrs sad.
Where's Martyrs at for people?
It's on Lincoln Avenue.
Lincoln Avenue.
Right across from where Grizzly's Lodge used to be, which is not a landmark anyone should know. there's a, what's the...
Patty's Directions. I was, you know, from that place, that bar.
I was a bartender at Grizzly's Lodge like 15 years ago.
Yeah, so go there.
You know, where Patty used to bartend. Yeah, it's like right across the street.
You know.
It is one of the best venues for music in Chicago, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
Really nice. Yeah, it's very,
other
very
than
cool.
the WGN studio.
Other than that, right. Yeah. No, I like having musicians. I have a chair for you, Travis, but I don't know how to get it to you. But I do. I swear, if you want to sit down, we'll figure out a way to get it all the way over there. I feel like I should lift it over the console, but I see that ending tragically for everybody. Okay, so you're playing at Martyrs on Saturday. Music starts at 9. You guys are on at 11 o'clock.
That's correct.
And it's, again, I mean, like, how great is it when you fill the dance floor and people are just out there? Because this seems like the kind of music where people can just make up their own dance steps.
Man, it's incredible. It's such
I just
a great
see a lot of
feeling.
Jigging.
Yeah, our last show at Martyrs was sold out. Mm-hmm. So it was really cool to get some love from Chicago. It's been incredible, yeah.
Well, because people don't think of Chicago as like a bluegrass city, but it is.
Yeah.
We're all kinds of music in Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So how often do you guys get together to rehearse? Because it seems like a pretty... Are you happy to have a chair, Travis? I felt so bad.
This is what I came from Northern Michigan
for. That banjo is heavy.
It is heavy. Yeah.
I feel like people don't realize banjos are like 35, 40 pounds. Like, yeah. That's a heavy instrument.
Are they really? I thought he was like meditating back there. He was just like, I could hold it up. I like how you're hugging it, too. Travis, was the banjo your first instrument?
No, yes, I started playing electric guitar like any other young kid.
Like any other kid. How old were you when you started playing guitar?
Probably like 11 or 12.
Mm-hmm.
And then mandolin, then banjo, then fiddle, and then guitar.
Do you have a preference for one of those, or it just depends on what you're writing?
It's whatever. I like every instrument.
When you, I'm gonna make you keep getting up. When you say Northern Michigan, do you want to give us a specific location?
Northeastern Michigan, Alpena, Michigan.
Alpena. I have not been to Alpena. Have you been to Alpena?
I have not been there.
Like population 12.
Is it on the hand or is it on the thing?
Yeah, is it the UP or is it
the hand?
Okay.
It's on the hand.
Gotcha.
Again, not on the thing. Again, Michael and I know from Nagani. You've done Nagani.
Yeah, Nagani. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So there's no comedy stops on the circuit in Alpena, Michigan?
Not yet, yeah. But there's bookers out there that will sell.
Sault Ste. Marie, definitely. Yeah. Is that in that area?
Traverse City,
yeah. For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just know the country by gigs we've done. Well, that's the same for you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
How was your travel schedule for the summer? Was it busy?
Oh, it was incredible. We just finished a month-long tour, but we've done, I think in the past year and a half, we've done 32 states, a little over, probably right around 200 shows in the past 15 months.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations. Dang. No wonder you're not going back to school.
Yeah. No,
like,
totally.
My calendar, if your calendar keeps getting booked up, can you do like online? I mean, I feel like such a mom. Can't you just finish
online
up online?
Degree.
I just have, it's so many of the classes are the ones that, like, you know, you when you're a senior, there. You got to be there or something. Right.
You know, I know John probably doesn't want to brag on himself, so I'll brag for him. John actually had a full ride scholarship that he walked away from for the band, so. We are super grateful for John.
What did you
I walked
study?
Away from Northwestern. And I was getting a PhD in history, and I walked away for stand-up comedy.
Wow.
And I never looked back. 20 years later, and I never looked back.
Oh, my God.
Okay, maybe a couple times. I was like, I could have done my master's and been a comic or my PhD.
Yeah, I've like done nights in comedy. And
yeah, no. It's you know, because here's the thing. When you're consumed by something, it's hard to focus on anything else, and that's hard to explain to people, especially when it comes to being a musician. It seems so transitory to them. And they don't quite get the commitment it takes to make great music.
Like, it's not a phase, Mom.
I had a therapist at Northwestern who told me that that comedy was a nice hobby.
Wow.
You know, people treat musicians the exact same way.
For sure.
But you guys do a great job. So, let me make sure I've got everyone's name. We have Colin, Austin, John, and Travis.
Yep.
It's very rare that I have it straight. That's how much you guys have impressed us tonight. So you're at Martyrs this weekend. Do you have other dates in the Chicagoland area coming up in case someone like me is traveling and can't?
Well, the night before that, we're playing in Clifton, Illinois at the Long Branch. I think it's just south of the city.
Mm-hmm. Nice. And is there a schedule anywhere on your website?
Yeah, you can go to the waydownwanderers.com, and that's going to have all of our tour scheduling and any info and all the socials and that. We also post there. But we actually just released our first full-length album a couple weeks ago.
Well, fantastic. What's the name of the album?
It's a self-titled record, so The Way Down Wanderers.
We did perfect. A really long brainstorming session. Like 8 hours, you know, no water, no food. Brainstormed, yeah. And at the end we came away with The Way Down Wanderers as the title. So
yeah, did you really discuss it a lot and then end up on that?
We actually did discuss it a lot, yeah.
That's great.
What were some of the thoughts? What were some of the options?
We thought about naming it after the last track on the album, which is called Midnight Flowers, but we didn't end up going with that. We thought The Wait on Wonders for the first album would be great for the first record, and I'm happy we went with that track.
Are you guys traveling together, like all on the bus, mm-hmm. or like
we've got a motorhome.
Nice.
We street park it in Chicago. I have to apologize to the people in the neighborhood. I don't want to say on the radio, but
where you're living.
But I apologize to the people who have to deal with that.
I want to find out where that is.
I will say I think we made a few Chicagoans very upset by having the RV near them. I know at one time we were going to the RV and we were going to move in. A couple came out and they were like, I know you guys think you're rock stars, but we have to look at this thing every day.
If you,
you're like Will Smith in New York.
Those people happen to be listening. I'm very sorry.
They're very grateful for the space.
It could be five separate cars.
Yeah.
You know, it's one bus for five people.
Yeah, that's
so
great.
You know, it's probably less than five spaces.
How do you parallel park a motorhome?
Yeah, who drives it?
How do you...
I do a lot of the driving, and I don't know. After a while, you just kind of get a feel for it, just like anything.
Where the home ends.
Yeah, we all kind of do, you know, some driving, but I'd say Austin is probably the best driver in the band. Yeah, he's all. I mean, he and I have hit the most things, but
John put in the most hours.
John Marikowski, the drummer, hasn't hit anything.
I still have a good record of not hitting anything with the bus. But
congratulations!
Thank you. Knock on wood. Hopefully that stays. But a lot of times before, like, parallel parking, everyone will get out of the bus except for the one person.
Just
everyone's on the
instructions.
Man, and left turns have to be a pain in the ass in the city, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah. City.
Actually, right turns, because then you're hitting every curb. Because I hit curbs with my minivan.
You know, Chicago prepared us well for driving into Manhattan recently.
You drove that show?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
What were you going to say, Jen? Did you want to say something?
Oh, I was going to say that basically one time it took us an hour to get from our place near Division and Milwaukee up to the Beat Kitchen, I think it was, because we couldn't get past the L. We couldn't get past clearances anywhere, and we were like, loop around left. We may as well have had Yakety Sax playing. You know, we're like going along, going to the next street. Nope, can't pass.
Because of the height?
Yeah, because we couldn't get on the train.
Yell at the air out of the tires.
I think we're like 13 and a half feet with that thing or something.
Oh, man.
Well, what we've heard from truckers, too, is that even with the measurement, sometimes it's not accurate because when they pave over, it's actually even less.
There was like an accident that one time.
It was a lot.
Probably by the lodge that you...
Grizzly's Lodge over on Lincoln Avenue. So long gone. Do you guys have another one in you? You want to play another
show? Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do it, yeah. Excellent. More in a few moments from The Way Down Wanderers. They're playing at Martyrs this Saturday. Music starts at 9. They're up at 11 o'clock. More after this on 720 WGN. This Saturday night, you can catch The Way Down Wanderers at Martyrs on Lincoln Avenue, you know, right over by there. But right now, you can hear them live in the Allstate Showcase studio with The Way I Love You. Now. The Way I Love You Now. Right now.
Well, I've been wondering now what you've been thinking about for some time. It's taken all of mine. You've been thinking about changing yourself. Well, I've been hoping that I could change your mind. Let them thoughts fall behind. And you won't regret it unless you let it pass you by. If lightning bugs could be stars in the sky, I'll open up this jar and I'll let your wishes fly. Oh, I hope they don't go dying tonight. It's time to get rid of that bit of doubt that's on your mind. I want you to know. You're on your own, and I want you to grow, even if I don't. So please don't wait around for me to leave the ground, cause I'll figure it out. Well, you should take into account, it's the way I love you now. It's never gonna change, but that won't be the case someday. Well, I've been trying to fail. face what I cannot help. And I've been dying to take things and make them right, but I can't, and there ain't no reason why. If lightning bugs could be stars in the sky, I'll open up this jar and I'll let your wishes fly. Oh, well, may they all come true tonight. It's time to get rid of that bit of doubt that's on your mind. I want you to know, if you're on your own, that I want you to grow, even if I don't. So please don't wait around for me to leave the ground, 'cause I'll figure it out. You should take into account, it's the way I love you now. It's never gonna change, but that won't decay someday.
That's Way Down Wanderers with The Way I Love You Now. They're playing live at Martyrs on Saturday night. Music is at 9. They're on stage at 11 o'clock. How many? We'll talk about it. Go ahead and grab a seat. You know what, Elif, I was looking at the topics we didn't get to in the last hour, and I don't know that we'd cover. Scientists have researched if drunk or stone sex is better for you. I don't know if we needed to cover them.
All right.
Yes, John?
It increases your odds of conception.
What does?
I think.
Drunk or stoned?
Drunk or stoned sex, yeah.
Well, I think this is actually kind of an interesting study. I mean, not having... I have more experience with one than the other. I feel like I should let people guess which one it is. Which do you think is better, to have sex when you're drunk or when you're stoned?
I don't think any of us.
No? None of you have any experience?
I've never been drunk or stoned, so excuse me from this conversation.
Well, and that should be one of the options. Neither one of those things.
Yeah.
She says, I won't push the topic. She's like, I don't want to know. They are playing live at Martyrs on Saturday. I'm trying to look at the other topics. You don't want to talk about the teachers that were fired from CPS.
Seriously?
Yeah,
like
almost 500 employees of Chicago Public Schools were let go in the last couple weeks.
So they can come to your show now.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Look on the bright side. No complaints.
Do your friends actually like you? I'm just going through all the topics I meant to get. What we did was we ended up talking to you guys more. I'm just making sure that I didn't miss anything. So do you guys feel like playing another song? I have a guest coming in a little bit, but if you want to play more music, we'd love
it. We would love that.
Because
that sounds great.
Ferguson has everything set up for you. Why not?
Might have to figure out what song we're going to play, but we'd love to do that.
Yeah. Can we pick? I'm just kidding. Yeah. You can go to thewaydownwanderers.com for information about their tour. They've got got some videos on this as well. Join their mailing list and just email them. I bet you they just like to hear from, you know, do they have a mailing address? Maybe they want to send cards. That's a lost form.
Just put your license plate on the whole.
Just give me my social security number real quick. We'll get that figured out.
These are some great videos too. So, and you can go on YouTube and check out some of their videos, but go to thewaydownwanderers.com for their tour schedule. Oh, you have a who writes the journal?
That is me.
And this is pretty close up to date. Like sometimes like, you'll see
still
journal.
Hasn't gone back to college.
yeah, it's I still get to write even though I dropped out.
I'm going to read. I feel like reading his journal.
Oh, there's some personal stuff in there.
There's a pink padlock on it. Don't read that.
So, Colin, your family came down to Indianapolis for your show?
Yeah, yeah. I guess so.
Hold on one second. I want to talk about your family, but before this gets away from me, Indianapolis, Indiana is IN, not IA. You may want to go back to University of Illinois.
So I will say. A lot of times I just I write these after the show and I'm pretty tired and sometimes I don't want to proofread them.
You know what? Send them to me. I'll proof them for you.
Oh, perfect.
I'm just teasing each other. So your family came down from Peoria to Indianapolis?
Well, my dad was actually already there for work. We played the convention called Gen Con in Indianapolis. We played the opening party. It's a big game convention in Indianapolis. So
that's so fun.
My dad works in the industry and his whole company was there. And my sister came down, who also happens to be Austin's girlfriend. So that was convenient, you know.
That got awkward.
Oh, man.
Now I can see why nobody wanted to talk about Drunk or Stoned. We have a text from a listener, Elif.
We have two texts. Okay, ready? Mm-hmm. So 847 says, the best way I know of to get rid of complaints is to put on some Way Down Wanderers music.
Yes.
All right, but it doesn't stop there. 312 says, love these guys.
Yes, absolutely. A lot of love. You guys sound fantastic tonight.
Thank you.
I'm going through. So Buffalo, I'm looking at their schedule, where they've been.
Yeah, Buffalo, yeah.
I'm so glad that John's been journaling this.
Yeah.
Rochester.
Also, by the way, John, I like your Nicki Minaj t-shirt.
That's thank you. I didn't really think about the fact that people would be seeing my shirt.
Oh, we're live streaming. Also, I went Facebook Live with you. Yes.
Oh man. Well, because we just got done with a month long tour, so everything is in the wash.
Yeah.
And I didn't bring the Nicki Minaj shirt on this tour, so
this is great.
All right, let's go to the news and give you guys a chance to set up the next song.
Sounds good.
You haven't decided. They're playing at Martyrs on Saturday on Lincoln Avenue. The music starts at 9. They go up at 11 p.m. You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. Joining me tonight is Michael Palasek. He's performing comedy at the Skyline Comedy Club in Appleton, Wisconsin.
Comedy Cafe. You've been saying it wrong.
You're right. Comedy Cafe.
Okay. I'm recording my album too.
Comedy Cafe. I haven't been there in a few years. They had one of the last condos I wanted.
Nice condo.
They had a new one?
They put a door
on that third bedroom yet?
No one stays in that third bedroom anymore. But they recarpeted it, and there's a flat screen TV. And
it was always really a lot of pressure because Cliff's mom would clean it.
Yeah,
you get a lot of trouble if you left a mess.
Well, he cleans it now, so there's like notes everywhere on what to do.
Are there post-its?
Taped over messages that are just taped to the furniture.
I love that. Are the carpets still white?
No, it's new carpet. That's what I was saying.
Like, but it's not white.
It's brown.
That was a thing. John Craig from Stage 773, comics often have to stay in comedy condos.
Oh, yeah.
And Appleton's one of my favorite towns, but the condo would have white carpeting and like a whole, like a lot of grassy area. So you'd come in like from the mud or the snow and getting a lot of take off your shoes.
Yep.
We're comics. We're on the road. We also in the studio have musicians, and we're so excited to have them for Music Monday. We have Way Down Wanderers, and they've been playing some of the best music we've had on the show in a long time. And Bob Ferguson has been working his magic, as always, to make sure they sound as good to you as they do in the studio. Here they are right now with The Robin.
The Robin flies through the sky, and she tells me all the things that she sees. But what she sees, oh no, 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 it ain't good. I guess nothing around here is gonna last. And the truth doesn't come from the shadows of the past. She soars over the mountains and she soars across the sky. And she flies above your hometown, tells you how to cry. She soars over the mountains and she soars across the sky. And she flies above your hometown, tells you how to cry. And no, we can't find our way through the dusty dawn.
to offshore. Well, she sings me a song of what I did wrong, but I didn't, and we can't hear anymore. She soars over the mountains and she soars across the sky. She flies above your hometown, tells you how to cry. She soars over the mountains and she soars across the sky. She flies above your hometown, tells you how to cry. Robin makes her way back to sweet, stormy spring. Oh, the days come and go, now they come far too fast. The night rolls along, and all our dreams, they never pass. She soars over the mountains and she soars across the sky. She flies above your hometown, tells you how to cry. Tells you how to cry.
Way Down Wanderers. It has been an absolute delight to have you in studio. Not just some music, but you guys are great to hang out with, and we look forward to having you back. Have a great time, and go see them at Martyrs on Saturday night. They'll be up on stage at 11. Did you want to say something, Tom?
Thanks so much for having us.
Of course. You guys
Those
are amazing.
Those spoons are awesome.
Yeah, anytime.
Never seen silverware be so entertaining.
I know. Now you wanted to go try that. He was, and it was amazing to watch too, because he was so it was so specific.
Yeah.
Because you think a spoon, Julian, I don't know what he's going to do with that. It's very specific. And I also want to thank you guys for being, I know this sounds so generic, but being chill. We have a lot of bands that come in, and you guys really rolled with everything, and it's kind of a weird environment, and you guys were amazing and really just wonderful to talk to.
Oh, thank you so much.
I wish you all the
best. I'm going to look back through all the list of the bands you've had recently and just send them all, like, like, you know.
I think you can get stressful in here, right, Bob? People have thoughts of what it's supposed to be. These guys were like, okay, we'll do this now. Yeah. Oh, we're doing this now.
Yeah.
That's just the way you got to be sometimes. You got to be flexible, right, John?
Yeah,
that's right. Yes. Thank you so much, you guys. And John Craig, you've been patient too. I know we had you. What time did you get here and hang out in the green room?
Oh, I don't know. I left straight from 773 and came here, so I don't know what time. It is Monday night, right?
It is. Oh, yes.
I don't know anymore.
It's okay, because you and I, we have similar sleeping patterns, it seems. Yeah. You and I, whenever we see the sunlight, it's a sad, angry thing.
It means I've gone to bed at 40 minutes too late.
Exactly. I've missed my window. So I saw the sunrise today, and I was very angry about it. But I actually had to get up for it. I had to go do something.
That's the worst.
You have, well, first of all, let's see how you are doing in your adventures in Slurpeedom. He's put a challenge upon himself.
On day 53, so Monday will be, tomorrow, Tuesday will be 54. Mm-hmm. So I'm over the halfway mark.
He's
doing 100 days,
100 days of Slurpees.
100 days of Slurpees, yeah.
You know how people do like 100 days of planking?
Yeah. Or 100 happy days. That's the same thing probably as 100 days of Slurpees.
Yeah.
100 happy days.
You seem very happy talking about Slurpees.
Yeah. I know. I've never been a big Slurpee person, but I think that challenge sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
I love the photos that you take. There's so many great just shots that you have of other people or just putting it in front of a picture. And...
Yeah, I was like, at one point I was like, well, I don't want to be in every picture, so let's get my coworkers and friends involved.
That's great.
So,
yeah.
Are you calling them Slurpee selfies or no?
No, I did not even think of that because I'm not really a selfie taker.
Yeah, me neither.
Let's market this for you.
Yeah. Next time I do this, because I realized I think I do this about every 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, probably in 2 years I'll add the Slurpee selfie.
Hashtag
we'll call
selfie.
Them Slurfies.
Slurfies.
Oh. No? Okay. We'll get back to you.
Yeah.
It's 1 in the morning. We're not going to have the best
idea. We'll workshop it.
It sounds like a side effect after 100 days of Slurpees. I've got the Slurfies. So you guys have an event coming up at Stage 773. We're going to have guests tonight, tomorrow night, and Wednesday night to highlight Nerdfest.
Yes, this is the thing that everyone sees me and associates me with because I am probably the most obviously nerdy person that works in that building. Yeah. We've got... Oh, man.
I wouldn't say obviously. Exactly.
Yeah, I don't... I mean, you have a cool shirt on.
Yeah, no, not at all. I mean...
I do like it when you tape a crown to your head.
Yeah, you'll see, if you see me at any point during this week, during the shows, afterwards, I will have them at the after parties, I'm sure.
Excellent. And are you using like a, what adhesive do you prefer?
It's gaff tape.
Gaff tape, okay.
Just good old gaff tape or duct tape if I'm in a pinch.
Fair enough. And I'm looking at this. I really kind of want to see Jane Austen live.
Yeah, they're really good. I've seen them before.
Here are some of the shows they have. They have The Stuntmen, The Lulla Bisexuals, and they're not coming in studio. The Lulla Bisexuals. Is it a music show?
Let me check my list. I don't think they were on it.
The Lullaby Sexuals tap dance into the poo of American dystopia. Hillary Clinton will arrive to take the guns away from the NRA family. Rolling Rock will sponsor a frat boy.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's the synopsis. I like that.
Fair enough.
Ooh, the Koch Brothers mystery show.
That's... Can't miss.
Yeah, that's always an interesting show.
The Koch Brothers show is a serialized podcast starring libertarian billionaires Charles and David Koch, portrayed as Hardy Boys. Oh, I see the mystery now.
Yeah.
They've done a mashup there.
Yeah.
So they're thinking. Do you have now, have you guys already done like tech rehearsals and everything?
They start tomorrow. I was literally finishing hanging lights. So tomorrow I'm going to be adding the colored gels in. So we have different, not just plain white lights and hanging the projector screen and doing some painting. But tomorrow night is when the actual techs start.
See, and this is something that when I went to grad school at U of I made sure I learned all the different aspects of putting a theatrical production together. So that included, you know, makeup and wardrobe. But I also learned how to hang lights and how to, I hung lights and I wanted to learn what it meant to have the light direction. How that highlights it. Like I was told that you can never have white on stage and that bothered me. So I made everything white. it was actually like everyone coming back from a funeral and I made all the furniture white. I had the floor painted white and everyone just wore black and then the lights were super harsh.
Sure.
Yeah. So that the furniture just glowed. I was very proud of that.
Yeah.
But it makes a difference in storytelling and people don't always think of that.
Yeah, if that's the aesthetic you're going for, definitely. I'd be interested to see what that looked like. We did have a production.
It was impossible to film.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah. You had a production?
Oh, we had a production in the Thrust where the Nerdfest is happening that had an all-white stage. And Mm-hmm. I just remember seeing pictures of it. Like, oh, yes, that is a very stark contrast. Live, I'm sure it looks much different than it did on film.
Yeah, yeah. You can't film that. I was on my way there to do tech for Women's Comedy Festival, mm-hmm. and I couldn't remember what I'm like. The thing where the light and they're chasing each other. Oh, chasers! I need chasers.
Sure.
I couldn't remember. It's been such a long time because as comics, we just want the spotlight to be.
We
honest.
Just want all the light mm-hmm. into yeah. my eyes. Well, I can feel it on my cheeks, and then I'll just talk.
Well, you can tell when somebody is sort of not quite, that hasn't worked out what lighting means on stage mm-hmm. is when they walk out of the light.
Yeah.
It makes it, yeah.
Because
yeah.
some of the bad low venues, it's like there's a very narrow
yeah, you gotta stay
area in. For light. And it's like, that can make all the difference.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've definitely lit shows before where they've requested like a relatively tight spot.
Yeah.
And then they walk out of it and you're like, well, now I have to try to follow you.
Yeah, there are those nights where I realize that there's a follow. Have you ever done Columbus, Indiana at that the theater? There's okay, I know what I have to recommend you to.
Yeah,
I will send a recommendation.
Thank you.
But they have a follower. They have a follow spot, and I didn't know it until I started to walk. And then I became slightly obsessed with it for a moment because
yeah.
I like
was, you have the most power in the world in that world.
I was like, how oh, he's so good. Yeah, it is. It adds a great element, and you guys also do. I think that Stage 773 does such a wonderful job of collaborating and allowing performers to do whatever it is that they imagine. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, and I know it's hard, and you guys take on a lot when people have, you know, whether it's lighting cues or sound cues, visual cues, because you do these fests, and people, you know, they'll have. Yeah. I mean, there are some groups that have like 85. You know, sound cues.
Yeah, our friend Donald had for Sketchfest had a show that had 93, maybe mm-hmm. 94 lighting cues.
Yes,
because it was a live, like a musical, like there was a live band.
Wow!
And I remember looking at the lineup and going, "Oh, I have to tech that show. I have run that show in this space 3 months ago, so at least I sort of remember it."
Yeah,
yeah, you have some sense memory.
And I had the notes of it still. So he walked in for tech. I'm like, "Here's the notes. What have you changed?"
That's great.
Let me know how much this is going to hurt. We are hanging out with John Craig at from Stage 773. What's your official title?
Production manager.
The production manager at Stage 773. So when you go see any production there, they have so many wonderful shows. You can go to stage773.com. In particular, for Nerdfest, check out the great shows they have this weekend, including Team Star Kid and Steve Gadlin's Star Maker. A lot of stars.
Oh, I love Steve Gadlin.
Yeah.
He was my first improv coach in Chicago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
See?
Yeah.
A little something.
That show is funny.
Yeah, it is.
I knew it as like a YouTube series. Like he did these like short videos.
That's what he's doing.
Okay.
It's part of that, yeah.
It's so funny.
Uh-huh.
So here's what you have to do. You have to do your show on Friday night at the Skyline Comedy Cafe.
Yeah.
Cafe?
Yeah. I don't know. I corrected you, but it might have been a club.
It was cafe because it was Comedy Cafe in Milwaukee.
And then the Comedy Cafe. Yeah. Okay.
So you do your show on Friday night. Are there one or two shows?
We do two shows.
Two shows.
Yeah.
You got plenty of time to drive to Chicago. It's about 3.5 hours. The show is at 4 p.m. You're headlining. So you get done there at 5. Get back to Appleton by 8:30.
Yeah, that won't make Cliff scared at all.
Yeah, totally doable.
Yeah.
Completely doable. We'll let you know about more of the shows at Nerdfest with John Craig from Stage 773. That's Michael Palisak performing at the Skyline Comedy Cafe in Appleton, Wisconsin. This weekend, go check him out. He's recording his next album.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio, joined by comedian Michael Palisak, who's performing at the Appleton Skyline Comedy Cafe this Friday and Saturday, two shows each night. Mm-hmm. So you have a chance. In the reverse order, I was telling you to come back. People from Chicago can go up. They can check out the Harry Houdini Museum.
Yeah.
They can go to Frank's Pizza Palace.
There's some basketball hoops they can shoot at.
They can go play basketball with Michael.
Yeah.
He's looking for a pickup game. Go to Cleo's.
Yeah.
Have yourself a snowball in the middle of summer with a Christmas decorations. There's this great bar, John, that I think you would love.
Uh-huh.
I used to hang out with. I really have had a fun career.
Yeah,
Lewis Black and I would hang out there and just laugh at all the Christmas decorations.
Yeah,
actually, St. Patrick's Day also, they would just put St. Pat's
over the
Christmas decorations.
That's great.
It's a great. I hate to find out that it's closed. I'm almost positive it's still there.
Yeah.
It's a great.
Let's just assume it is because a place like that could not close.
Never. It's not allowed.
Yeah.
Not allowed. Speaking of great places, Stage 773 is a destination. If you haven't been there, they have four different stages. They have the Thrust, the Thrust,
the Pro, the Box, and the Cab. So they're all sort of named after the type of space they are.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know anything about theater, it's a cabaret space, a black box space, a proscenium, and a Thrust. So
yes, I yeah. love performing there. I mean, we have to figure that out. I think I have to figure that out with somebody. So
yeah, we'll talk to Jill.
Yeah, I'll talk to Jill. I was on the schedule, and then I was like, am I? I don't know if I'm on the schedule. I was actually there for Women's Fest, and I'm not great at self-promotion, so I was in the lobby like begging people to come see my show. I'm like, come on, everybody. You already saw another show. You're already committed
to
seeing.
That's what you did at Irish Fest, too.
That's what I did at Irish Fest.
You've established a pattern now.
We're going to start promoting about 5 minutes after the show started. And we're going to see if we can draw from the other people.
Now, by the way, I haven't had a chance to thank you for coming and doing that.
We had
this huge auditorium. I had two fallouts, and I replaced two comics with just one because that's all I needed. I had booked comics with Irish sounding.
They were
names.
Very Irish.
Yes,
yeah. My mom's side's all Irish.
Yeah. But. Oh, there you go.
Yeah, Carol's.
Well, we should have done Michael Carroll Palisac.
That's my cousin.
Oh, I'm not allowed. But so we did this great festival. So thank you again for doing that.
So grateful.
And John is the production manager. Did I do that correctly?
Yes, that's correct.
I'm going to write it down so that I confirm in my head. Production manager at Stage 7.
A bit of a jack of all trades, master of only a few.
I know. I mean, like, whenever I'm there, I'm like, can I have a drink, John? Can I just have whatever's back there?
I'm occasionally behind the bar. I'm usually up in the booth. So, yeah.
And he has they have a great festival this weekend. It's Nerd Fest. So you've got everything. Tell us a little bit about Nerd Fest.
I know for a fact we've got a Game of Thrones styled show because they're sending me sound cues earlier today.
Of course.
Yep. One of my favorites is going to be Jackson Bird. So if you know what Will It Waffle, that is a great YouTube series. Check that out.
That sounds amazing, though.
Will It Waffle.
So can you make it in the waffle maker? Is that what it means?
Find something and we'll discover whether or not that will actually become a waffle.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Star Kids will be back. I don't know exactly what they're doing yet. They just wrapped up a 6-week run at 773. So they were asking for suggestions from their Twitter followers yesterday or earlier today. So we'll see what they want to do.
And the show is this week?
Yeah. I mean, they do improv stuff as well. Okay. And they could also be like, yeah, we've got a slot and we're going to do this show that we did last week in a modified setting. So they've got plenty of material to pull from.
And you've got, like I mentioned, improvised Jane Austen, improvised mythology.
Yep. Improvised Star Trek as well. You've got a nice mix of different types of nerddom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We cover all the kingdoms.
Yeah. All nine realms.
I love that. Oh, we haven't caught up with you about Pokemon yet. How are you doing? How are you faring in the world of Pokemon Go?
Okay. I lost my phone. I left it in a cab, probably shortly after last time I was on the show.
Oh, man.
So I got... It is the first world of problems. I have insurance, and it covered it, and I got a new phone.
That's great.
It just took 4 or 5 business days.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I missed about a week of Pokemon, and then I was into ramping up for Nerdfest.
Yeah.
So I've been playing very sporadically. I think I'm level 18 right now.
Wow.
That's great.
What? How many levels are there?
I think somebody discovered through some sort of hack that there is a maximum of 40.
Okay.
But each level takes twice as many experience points to get to, so it's going to be a while. We do, however, have our Thursday after party is a Pokemon Go themed party. So we're going to be dropping lures because Stage 773 is a Pokestop. We have drink specials based on the three teams.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, it's perfect. It's a perfect destination for doing Pokemon
That's
Go.
That's how you should have promoted Irish Fest. Just start throwing out some Pokemon.
No, Pokemon Go. I am the worst promoter ever. Well, I thought that it was a built-in audience because it was at a festival.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
But it was the first time they'd ever done comedy.
Yeah.
And so nobody knew we were in the auditorium. So we had this auditorium that seats 600
people. At least 600
people. We had 25.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It was fine.
Everyone did great.
Yeah.
You guys, the thing is about having, comics who are pros.
I'm not complaining.
I'm not complaining either.
They'll deal with it. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're just used to so many different things. And I think that's the great thing about fests and people coming in, it's almost like a comedy camp.
Yeah.
So you have these professionals who just enjoy being around each other and there's a lot of great energy for the festival.
Yeah. And that's one of my favorite parts is because I'm usually in the booth for any of our festivals. So. Mm-hmm. The before, during all the techs, and then afterwards for any of the after parties, I get to hang out and mingle with everybody.
Right.
And it's interesting to see how all that high energy mixes with each other at one in the morning after you've all been on stage.
Well, like you all know, you have similar interests, too.
Yeah.
So you can go deep on some stuff nobody else can.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Thursday we've got that Pokemon thing, so there's going to be music in the lobby, and people are going to be hanging out and, I'm sure, having some adult beverages.
Yeah.
Friday we've got...
What?
I know, right?
What?
Friday, we actually have a gaming night with Secret Hitler is the main thrust. So I heard you guys, somebody mentioned when I was in the green room, I heard somebody mentioned Gen Con.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
yeah, they played at Gen Con. The gamers. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
Yep.
So Secret Hitler, I believe, was debuted at Gen Con just last week. So we've got.
What is Secret Hitler?
Cody Melcher will be able to tell you all about it tomorrow.
When he comes, okay.
But I believe it is a game where it's a sort of a party game, and somebody is a secret fascist. They know that they're the fascist.
Fascists do a very poor job of keeping it a secret. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yes, and then it's sort of like you have to figure out who is the fascist. Everybody will sort of cast a vote after power plays and things. And
sounds kind of like that game like Assassin and Spy.
Yeah,
and
it's similar, yeah. So you have
but
to
just take it to like a fascist level.
Yeah.
put yourself in it.
Yes. Right. So,
totalitarianism.
Yeah. There's, mm-hmm. yeah,
there's a lot more at stake.
Yeah. Slow down.
Yeah. It's got really good. I do know that the artwork on the cards, because I've seen some of it.
Yeah.
It's a very stylized, sort of cartoonish, but like very stylized dark art. I like it. So
yeah.
This doesn't help for the radio because you guys can't really see it, but check out Secret Hitler and they're one of our sponsors.
They can Google it. It's called Googling with Patty Vasquez.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. I haven't had a chance to check in with Esmeralda very much tonight. Hi, Esmeralda.
Hello.
It's been crowded down here.
It has, but it's been a good crowded.
It has been a really good crowded. What a great band. Those guys were.
Yeah, no, I like them.
And just fun. Like, they're so energized. Did you hear Colin? Like, he's just so thrilled to be a musician, to be in the studio, all of it. Like,
yeah, they all seemed really happy.
That was really cool. Fun. Yeah, they made me happy.
Yeah.
Esmeralda, how was your weekend? I didn't get a chance to ask.
It was good.
Yes.
Did some stuff, hung out with friends.
Very nice.
It was good.
Well, it's funny that you say you hung out with friends. That's our next topic.
Oh.
See, she didn't even know she was segueing for us. How many friends would you consider, like how many people do you consider to be really close friends? Like, do you have like 4 or 5? Like, what's your list?
I'd probably say like,
I'm trying to think of my list.
2 or 3.
Yeah.
Don't really. And even then, it's like, you're close.
Parents count?
No.
I know. Well, no, I wouldn't even. Yeah, I would say like 2 or 3.
Right. Like, do you pick up when something really bothers you, who do you pick up the phone for? Yeah. You know? How many do you have, Michael? I'm writing mine down.
Mean, I think I talk to like my girlfriend, and she doesn't count, right?
She counts.
She counts?
I think John,
I mean, she counts as a person.
John's like, I hope she's not listening.
No, like, yes. She counts in that, but I don't think, like, with friends, I think of, like,
that makes sense.
Dudes or, like, girls who I'm not dating.
Right. I think that makes sense to exclude a romantic relationship as a friend.
Because otherwise, like, yeah, what if something's serious with her? Who do I talk to? Like, right. I have, like, one guy, but I don't talk to him a lot. I just come to my problems, so maybe he's, like, he's just using me. I don't know. I don't know if he's using
right. Would he consider?
Anymore.
Would he put you on his list of friends?
I would hope so. Like, I don't know. I have a joke with one of my friends that like he's my best friend, but I'm not his best friend. Like, I'm not there. Yeah, but like,
you haven't achieved.
But he's
best
there
friend
for
status.
Me, yeah, because that's all I have.
So you're not making friendship bracelets for each other?
No, I can give him mine, but he's not gonna reciprocate.
Oh no, John. Would you say you have I've just started making close friends.
Sure.
Because I work in one place. I used to. We are so transitory.
That's the ring. Like, I leave people forever, so I can't call them friends.
No, I can't. Yeah. But you're in one location. I mean, I'm not going to ask if like the people you work with at State.
So you should have a lot of people lined up.
I do.
That's great.
I actually live with my best friend, so that's
awesome.
Like, yeah, we're good roommates. She is a teacher at CPS, and I work at nights, so I see her sometimes on Sundays if I'm not working.
Oh wow!
Or if I'm coming home when she's going to work.
Yeah. Did she make it? I just saw this list. Did she make the cut?
As far as I know, yes. Because I saw her.
Because there were 2 rounds of cuts.
Yeah.
So
last I'd heard, yes.
Was she nervous about it?
Not that I knew. She was out of town until, what day is it? It's Monday.
Yes.
So probably Saturday night, Sunday morning. So as far as I know, yeah.
Because I've been seeing people post about whether or not they made it. It's just like so harrowing.
Wait, there's an actual cut?
They've been cutting people. Yeah. They were sending out pink slips.
And everything.
Yep.
Oh, man.
The CPS.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the friend thing. I thought you cut her as a friend.
Oh. She's
Chicago Public Schools.
I was like, people are posting this publicly?
She's on Real Thin Ice.
That's so sad.
That's hysterical. No. But if you did, then there's actually, Elif sent me an article that's, there's a Tinder for apps, a Tinder for friends app now where you can just like, you don't want to be romantic. You just want to have fine friends.
Mm-hmm.
But that, I know it's.
No, that's fine. That is not for me because I'm very introverted and I think I did. Oh, let me check right now.
You're picky.
I'll tell you. I wouldn't say I'm picky. It's that I'm a hard person to be friends with.
Oh, you consider yourself to be complicated?
No, I think I may be too blunt. I'm not complicated enough for something.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah.
So they get hurt easily?
There's no mystery. You're yeah. just laying it all
yeah,
out there.
Yeah, what you see is what you get generally. As you can see, I've got a... if you're looking at the live feed, I've got a Bubble Bobble t-shirt on. Which
I was wondering what that was. It was killing because I love Bubble Bobble as a yeah. kid, but I couldn't put it together.
Bubble Bobble is like an 80s like video game.
Nintendo.
Yeah. There's actually a matching shirt. There's a green one that pairs up with it, and
it's beautiful.
The Nerdfest board has matching shirts. Two of us have the blue, and two of us have the green one. So
that's great.
Yeah, I'll probably be doing laundry and washing, wearing this later this week. Again.
We'll go with what you like.
Yeah.
So you consider yourself to be a complicated person to be friends with? Because I think I am. I think I get. I'm kind of like the Seinfeld. You know how he was with dating? Like it was a deal breaker.
Yeah.
You know, that there was something that someone would do. I was like, oh,
yeah.
You don't know who. You don't know the three branches of the government. I can't hang out with you.
I feel like
how do you do that?
How do I what?
How do you get rid of someone? Because I had to get rid of someone who I was like.
You have to get a job where you travel a lot.
Yeah. Yes.
Or you just stop responding to the text messages.
No. Are they clingy? Is it me?
As no. No. This was a person. We met on Tinder.
Okay.
And then I was like, this isn't going to work out this way. But and he's like, can we still be friends? I'm like, yeah, sure. But he would talk to me like way too much. And then at one point, I was just like, you know what? I can't be your friend. Yeah.
That was nice of you to talk to him still. Like some girls are just like. That means I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Well, because I'm like, you know what? I think he's okay yeah. as a person. And then I realized, yeah. no, I don't like him at all.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I just stopped calling or stopped showing up. Or yeah. I've been ghosted by friends. Like, you know, somebody that I'll like call and leave messages. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, okay, it's me.
Yeah.
It's time to go.
It's tough when guys do it because we're not supposed to take things personally. Right. So I always feel like we're dating when I'm like at home thinking like, well, I thought we were close. Like, how come you didn't invite me to dinner when you're all your friends to dinner? Like,
well, especially when you see it on Facebook.
Yeah. Think about my feelings, guys. I was in town. You knew that.
I feel like this is hitting close to home.
Yeah. But we're friends, right, Patty?
We're friends. About stuff. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I get mad when you don't tell me you're in town.
I know.
It's okay. I forgive you.
That's not on purpose. I just have my parents and stuff.
You will always be forgiven.
Thank you.
Yeah. Sorry, it's a standing.
That's a good friendship. Yeah. Always forgiven, yeah.
That's what happens when you go on the road with somebody.
Yeah. That's what happens. And you see someone start from the very beginning. Yeah. I mean, Michael has, honestly, your first year in comedy.
Yeah.
I think I referred you to Zanies too, didn't I? No?
Brian, well, officially, I think at some point you probably helped out a lot. My first guest spot ever was Todd Glover, Brian Aldridge. I have to thank them for that.
Oh, okay.
They were working there, and they asked Martine if I could do it.
There you go. But, fine, not me.
Yeah. I mean, you probably had a lot to do with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, whatever.
No, I just...
No, it was,
know,
it was,
wanna, like,
it was crackers. Yeah. I know. I know. That's why I can't be a good friend. I have like these... you owe me something, right? I'm a terrible friend.
No.
Well, there are scientists...
I do owe you.
No, you don't. We're even.
Where's the water at?
It's all good. So, but the thing is, like, if you consider someone to be a friend is one thing, but do they consider you to be their friend? Mm-hmm. I had a friend who was going through a really tough time, and she called me, and she was really upset because another friend of hers had said, you know, you've been struggling in your relationship, and you didn't even tell me. How close of friends are we? And I thought, what a horrible sort of, I know, she's already going through something bad, going through a breakup, yeah. and her friend was like, why didn't you tell me things were rocky? What yeah. are you talking about? I'm telling you now. I'm looking yeah. for solace, and you're placing judgment on this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
That's a sign that, like, I feel like if I was playing, like, Dr. Phil, I'd be like, that's a sign that there's other issues with that person.
Yeah.
Like, that's more with that person, I think. Like,
it is.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I mean, how do you even process that with your friend? And,
yeah.
And be like, you got to take care of yourself.
I feel like I'm overly considerate sometimes to the point where it's hard. But, like, when it comes to that stuff, it's like, yeah, they're being crazy right now.
Yeah, oh. I got really snarky with a friend recently. I hadn't heard from them in a long time. Mm-hmm. And then they BCC'd me on an email that they were sending to somebody else.
Oh, man.
On something and, like, without a hello. And I was like, oh, it was good to hear.
Why am I getting this? Yeah.
No, I texted and I was like, did you mean to send that to me? And they were like, yeah, it was something that was important to me. I thought you'd want to see it. And I was like, okay, good to hear. Thanks for looping me in.
Yeah.
And
was it like did she BCC. Like in the business too? Was that, was
yeah,
it, like
it was just like, it was just a concern that they were writing an essay about. And I was like, but you haven't talked to me in like a few weeks.
Yeah.
Say hi first. Hey, I'm sending you something.
Sure. Yeah.
This is weird. But then am I being judgy? Am I complaining? I'm complaining.
No, I think you are complaining, but I don't think you're being judgy. I always feel like if I'm thinking of something business wise and I haven't talked to that person in a while, then I won't ask them or bring it up. I'll like try to talk to them for a while, like not on purpose, but it's because I enjoy talking to them too. It's
right.
Like you can't just like call somebody up and ask somebody.
I don't think those are complaints. I would say that's a gripe.
Yeah,
because a complaint is like maybe there's like a valid like, all right, a gripe is like this is a thing that particularly bothers me. It's fine.
I have to learn how to throw away the first text.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean, Esmeralda? The first like snarky response.
Oh,
you're like, oh, like, no, not
passive aggressive. Yeah, I gotta start throwing that one away.
I have started. I will, if it's in an email, I will delete the send to and then type it out so that I don't actually hit send.
Yes.
And then like,
that's smart.
Let me go through and edit that.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Let's take out those two paragraphs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hit send way too quickly on texting. I need to.
There should be an app like that that you can put on your phone. Like that comes up with like a little thing like, are you? We sense a lot of hostility in this
exactly,
text.
Right?
These particular keywords, yeah.
This seems a little sarcastic. Are you sure this is going to land the way you wanted it to?
I don't know if your mom would want to hear that from you.
I mean, because sometimes the snarky response is to inflict pain, right?
Yeah.
Because you're hurt, mm-hmm. so you want that person to be mm-hmm. hurt as well. So that's why I have to learn how to throw that first one away.
Sometimes I've given snarky responses when, like, I have another problem and this person isn't doing it on purpose. It's just not helping. And
yes.
I'm just like, well, and then, like, they get offended and then it's just a bigger problem.
Yeah.
So it's
good,
better to throw it away sometimes.
Throw away the first one.
My go-to is, like, some sort of, like, joking response to see how they respond to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Particularly if it's a text. I probably have a Simpsons screenshot or something that'll apply to it.
Oh, by the way, Esmeralda's got me hooked on these GIFs.
Aren't they so fun?
Where do you find GIFs?
There's an app. There's a GIF keyboard is what it's called, right, Esmeralda?
Yeah, I mean, I use it mainly on Facebook Messenger.
She's so fast.
Yeah.
Like, I'll say something, and then she's got, like, a clip. And it's funny because it'll be something that I actually like, whether it's Psych, because that's Dulé Hill. In that one that you sent me.
Well, it's nice because you can just search for something,
yeah.
for
like
a
hashtag,
feeling or
right.
for anything, and then something will come up. I'm like, yes, that's perfect.
Yeah,
those are good.
So maybe I need to do more. I need to do GIFs instead of like snarky comments.
Sure.
I'm going to throw away my...
Leave it a little open to interpretation.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, but like when it's... I got into a long discussion with somebody because I'd send a snarky response.
I think people should be more forgiving too, like about... Like if they receive a snarky one, just be like, okay, that's where that person is today. Or maybe I did something.
But I need to start it.
Maybe, particularly if it's in text, maybe I'm adding tone to this that they didn't intend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I'll immediately be like, I know that was crappy. I'm just feeling crappy about the way you handled this.
Yeah.
But even then, I sent it. It was a tailspin.
Yeah. I guess texting, we should all just be a little more thoughtful.
Yes.
That's what we learned today.
Yeah, that's what we learned today.
Emojis. That's right.
Just all emojis. But I also don't like the single letter text, like K.
I feel like those are passive aggressive, even if they're not. Whenever I hear a K, and you've never used a K before, what's that about? Why are you K-ing me now?
Not only do I not do K, I will actually do okie dokie.
Yep.
I will go.
Yep.
Bob Ferguson like that one. I will. I'll spell. Well, now my phone autofills okie dokie. I used to go okie, and it was like dokie. Just to go the extra mile.
I use exclamation points way more than I do in real life in text, just because I want them to be like, I'm okay with everything you're saying right now.
I want this to be as imperative as possible.
Yeah.
John's just shaking his head.
I'm like, yeah. I tend to say nice to things via text, like, oh, you've sent me something nice, because I'm usually in the middle of doing six other things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I have to come back to this, but they're going to see that I read it. So acknowledgement that you've.
They can see you read it on text?
Well, depending.
Some apps you can.
I've turned it off, but like sometimes, like if it's a Facebook Messenger.
Facebook Messenger.
Like, scene or whatever.
When that little head bob, and when you see that someone hasn't read a message you wrote.
That's never happened to me, but it must be really
you've
bad.
Never, I have. Have you ever seen where
their
little head
notice.
Doesn't bounce down? You said they haven't.
I think that every other week, my boyfriend's mad at me. I'll be like, he read that. Why hasn't he answered? It's a question. Why hasn't he answered that question to me yet?
Yeah. Well, go ahead.
Yeah. No. You
go. I've had a thing with friends of my girlfriend where they'll contact me about something about my girl, and then they'll be like, well, that's far in the future, so if you don't want to talk about it yet, it's not a big deal, don't worry about it. And so I just don't respond, and then Sam's like, no, you have to respond to them. I'm like, well, they told me not to.
You don't
if
have
it wasn't
to respond,
a big deal.
No.
But they didn't
Why
mean
are
it
they leaving me
Michael,
out?
They wanted acknowledgement of receipt.
Oh wow Elif, do you ever have that where you see someone has seen the message and didn't respond? Do you get like sort of wrapped up in that?
Sometimes it depends on who it is, but sometimes I'll get the notification, the push notification on the front of my phone.
Right, that you have a message?
Yeah, that I have a message and I'll read some of it, and I will purposely not open it so that they won't know that I know that they messaged me.
Yep. Yep, we all want to buy time with the purposely neglectful reading.
Yes, I kind of get the gist of it. Elif's going for the gist of the conversation. Oh, yeah. I'll get to it when I get
I think this file is under I'm too blunt. I will look at it and go, I don't have time to respond right now. I'm in a show. I will get back to you in an hour. If you don't hear back in two, text me again.
Is that an auto response?
Yeah, is that an autocorrect? I
will, you took all that out?
I have it saved, cut and pasted in a
note. Oh, like, my God.
My voicemail, if you call me, says, I can't answer my phone right now. Just send me a text. I'm probably in a show.
Wow. I am convinced that there's a whole new line of psychology that needs to evolve in response to how we deal with each other on social media and like with apps and things, because it's changing the chemistry of our brain, just what we were talking about. And they say that, you know, the satisfaction and the angst that you get, the and disappointment you get when you don't get enough likes or someone read your message and doesn't get back to you, like, it's changing our chemistry.
Oh, geez.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to.
Yeah, that's fine.
I gotta turn off my notifications. tweeting without.
Yeah, but then people are like, "You never, you're not getting my notifications," and they'll start judging.
Well, at least
you.
Then they'll not know that I, or they'll know I haven't seen it yet. And
that's true.
Just log in once a week or something.
It's a whole new. I just don't know that psychologists are yet prepared to really get into.
Yeah,
what's
just
affecting
like,
people.
Yeah, that makes me feel that way too.
Exactly. Well, because if you think about it, right, you do get like that rush of, oh, you know, so and so liked this, or look how many people liked it, and then you kind of look at something you it's kind of like getting home like years ago in the 80s and seeing like that the answering machine light flashing. Light, someone called while I was out.
Yeah.
But this is intense, and it changes the way it can change your breathing patterns. It can change the way you feel. Absolutely.
No, I will wake up tomorrow and I will probably have 18 Instagram notifications and 40 Facebook notifications. Because somebody has liked a picture of a Slurpee, and somebody has liked something in a Simpsons group. And I'm like, okay, how many, scrolling through my phone as I'm laying bed, how many of these do I have to respond to?
Yeah.
Two.
Right.
Two of the 50.
Right. Like, but it immediately changes. It shapes the way you wake up even, right? Because you're already like, ugh.
Frequently I'll go, too many, and roll back over.
Here's another thing you can do to help you worry more is if you want to send someone an email and see if they read it, you can sign up for MailChimp and then it tells you whether they looked at it, and then you know whether they saw it or not, and that is a beautiful
another
thing
way to go crazy
for business.
Go crazy.
They opened it but they didn't respond.
Who is swimming right now? Okay, we're gonna take a break and see who's swimming right now.
There's
more after this
yellow line.
There goes your flip turn. More after this on 720 WGN. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. We're watching the Olympics. I think that's a good way to do radio.
We're watching on TV right now.
Yes, exactly.
Mystery Science Theater, the Olympics.
We don't know if that was... tune in to WGNRadio.com.
Yeah, those caps.
Watch us watch the Olympics. I don't know what... This is a test for geography. I don't know what flag that is.
Is that the refugee one?
Oh, maybe. I don't know, but that guy's very, very excited.
Is that Michael Phelps or just another tall...
Another tall, lanky dude with a swimsuit. It doesn't look like it's American. I was mentioning off the air that NBC is asking Leslie Jones from Ghostbusters to come down to Rio because they loved her tweets.
That's really awesome.
Did you follow the story about all the mean tweets, like the really horrible tweeting?
I heard about it, but I didn't look them up because it just seems so tragic. Like, I didn't want
to. I didn't look them up either. I saw that it had happened. Like, I went to bed and then I woke up later in the day and I was like, okay, this is a thing that's happened. You're all terrible humans.
Which I didn't even know what they said, but she was great in that movie.
Like, did
she's
like
my
movie?
One of my favorite parts of the movie. Yeah.
I have the Patty Ghostbuster action figure.
Oh. Yeah,
there's a Ghostbuster named Patty.
I remember that.
I did that.
Yep.
It was very exciting. Yeah, I have all of them except for Whit. What's her name?
Kate McKinnon?
Yeah, Kate McKinnon. Yeah. I don't have that.
Did you see
that?
That
was sold out. Yeah.
That scene where she like destroys.
Oh, and she's got the pistols and she's like, you haven't seen it yet, John.
It's fine. I know. I'm so behind on movies because.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just my life.
Creating your own art.
Did you like the original Ghostbusters?
They were all right. Like, I think I grew up watching more Monty Python than I did watching Ghostbusters. I enjoyed them when I was probably 9 or 10.
So you do like the surreal.
Yeah.
Yes, a little bit. Elif, you have audio on her on Leslie Jones's tweets?
Yes.
Oh.
Hey man, this is when you really serious about the Olympics. You know what I'm saying? This is when you really serious about it. This is when you take your country serious, man. Yeah.
So but I just want to explain what's going on.
I know.
There.
I was like, that's not a tweet.
She made these video tweets that she was really funny in and you know, just being really supportive. And in this one, she's got four different cameras from the Olympics on her computer.
I see. She's saying how intensely.
Watching all the games.
How intensely she's watching it.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, so apparently they well, and it's partly in response to the incredible negative onslaught of tweets that she got. It was everywhere. The sort of horrific, hateful expression of just vileness.
Yeah, I'm sure it was just terrible, racist, sexist things.
The whole thing. Yeah. I mean, there were even like on Amazon.com for the action figures I bought, there were tweets about. I mean, not tweets. There were
like
reviews.
Comments or whatever.
The reviews of the toys were doesn't look like Bill Murray. Bill Murray's not a big black woman. You know.
I don't even think she was supposed to be the Bill Murray character.
I know. It was so. That was unfortunate. And whatever. I mean, you shake your head. Is it partly because of the geekdom?
Nerds ruin everything sometimes. Some nerds can.
Oh, because some people were so attached to the original one that they couldn't accept the fact that.
Well, there's a great a paragraph by a woman. You know, she was talking about how much she loved the movie, how exciting it was. If she were a little girl, she would have been out there, you know, playing Ghostbusters. And she goes, for everyone who's mad that it ruined your childhood, it wasn't your turn to be a child.
Yeah. the old ones are still on. You can still find them.
Still watch those.
You know, you don't want to watch them. Bill Murray be a Ghostbuster at his age. Like, there's gonna be new people anyways.
Yeah,
exactly.
I have friends whose daughters are dressing up as Ghostbusters and are excited about it. Guess what? Mission accomplished. They're having fun.
Yeah. Exactly. That's what movies are supposed to do. It's supposed to be make-believe and you know, fantasy fulfillment. Oh, have you seen the new... you have. The trailers for Wonder Woman?
Yes. the Wonder Woman trailer was the first DC movie trailer that actually made me excited for what I was like, oh, it's not dark and brooding.
Yeah.
Hooray.
It looks so good.
Yeah.
Her boots look like Iron Man boots.
Nice.
Yeah.
Which I kind of love. You hadn't thought of that? I want those boots.
Mm-hmm.
I want her lasso glows.
Oh.
Yeah.
And she just looks badass.
It does look good.
Yeah.
We'll see if it lives up to the trailer hype. But
when does it come out? Do you remember? In May or something?
I want to say it's, April or May. It's early. It's spring.
Is it before Aquaman?
Good question.
BA?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's definitely before the Justice League movie. So,
gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to all touch back when those movies come out. John Craig, tell us where we can find out more information about NerdFest.
If you go to stage773.com, you can look up the Chicago Nerd Comedy Festival. It's all up on the calendar, all the shows. There's four shows Thursday, Friday. I think the shows start at 4 p.m. and go until 11 or 12 on Friday. And then we've got a bunch of panels.
And I think we have some of the guests coming tomorrow night. We have Clown Car to Sicily.
Mm-hmm.
And on Wednesday, we have other guests from NerdFest. So thank you so much for coming by. We look forward to having you back as well.
Anytime.
And Michael Palasak is going to be at the Skyline Comedy Cafe in Appleton. And where should people find you?
MichaelPalasak.com. It's MichaelPalasak.com. And I'm on Snapchat and Twitter and Facebook.
And next time you're in town, I'm going to find you.
I will come.
Don't sneak into town without calling me.